Blog Talk Radio.
It's time for your Saturday night party sexy time.
With your host, Vince in the Bay.
Vince in the Bay.
Yeah, baby!
Vince in the Bay.
Vince in the Bay.
Vince in the Bay.
I'm a troll and a liar.
What about Vince in the Bay?
Vince is a slob troll.
Yeah.
Saturday night party sexy, sexy time. Sexy time.
Ooh.
Sexy time.
Vince in the Bay.
Party sexy, sexy time.
Hi there, honey. I'm number one-y.
Vince in the Bay.
Hi there, fella. I'd like to see you after the show.
I go to a club on a Saturday night. I order a vodka to make me feel right. The place is best. Dancing couples everywhere. Take a seat in the corner and stare. Suddenly I see you, you're dancing too. Your hips are shaking. I don't know what to do. I want to talk to you, but my mouth is dry. Oh, why am I so shy? Yabby dabby day. Oh, boy, I want to be a disco boy. I want to dance with you. Want to hold you tight. Want to make you mine tonight. Yabby dabby day, oh boy, I wanna be a disco boy. I wanna dance with you, wanna hold you tight, wanna make you mine tonight.
Some of them are gay.
Oh my God.
Thank you very much.
Anyway. Saturday night party sexy time.
Hi there, fella. I'd like to see you after the show.
In the bag.
Saturday night party sexy time. Party sexy time.
Patriot Greg.
Captain.
Yahoo.
Hi there, fella. I'd like to see you after the show.
Yahoo!
Cactus. What about Vince in the Bay?
Vince in the Bay?
The Gay Bay.
And Vince in the Bay.
Representing the Bay.
We're on the network.
Oh my God.
Oh.
Party sexy time. Party sexy time. Party sexy time. Party sexy time.
Completado la especie es destructiva y invasora, nociva, peligrosa para la integridad del
Vince in the Bay. In the Bay.
Saturday night party sexy time.
Vince, you stupid San Francisco 1978 Abercrombie Fitch loving piece of nipple clamp loving butt plug up the ass looking hot dog licking your ass having dog humping squirrel fisting bastard.
Thank you very much.
Party sexy time.
Shit, is this thing on? Can you hear me? Fuck. To say I'm not quite prepared yet is a little bit of an understatement. I don't know if you can hear me or not. But I'm Vince in the Bay. And I think I'm broadcasting. I don't know. It doesn't feel like I'm broadcasting. Shouts to the chat room, Fat Red Dragon, Goofy Bone, and a guest listener. If y'all can hear me, say so. Oh, I think Goofy's here. Hey, Goofy, is that you on the line? Can you hear me?
Not clear, Vince, or broadcast.
All right, man. Sweet. Yeah, I just got into the studio. I'm still trying to get shit situated here. Not really on top of it, as per usual. Oh, brother. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to get settled in here. I picked up some Super Silver Haze on the way back to the city, so I'm gonna get situated, burn some of that shit, and be right back. Let's take a smoke break, shall we?
Take this. Hey, like you got shit to do tomorrow, you don't have to go to work. Don't take it.
Got a drink.
Come on, let's stimulate your mind. You ain't got shit to do. Put it in your mouth.
Shut up.
That's the shit, ain't it? That's the shit. That's the shit.
Wake the motherfucker all up.
It's my shit. I can do whatever I want to do. Stop hitting it so hard. Oh, you fucking up the rotation. Puff, puff, gear. Fucking up the rotation. You can get killed with somebody else. That's some serious shit. You lucky you, my boy.
Bitches, 347-826-7667. And now, back to the show. Vince of the Bay back here with you. 347-826-7667 is the number. It's Saturday night party sexy time. Oh yeah.
Wow.
Shouts out to Elemental Wellness. I haven't been by Elemental Wellness in a while. Stopped by there and picked up some Super Silver Haze. That's what I puffed on there during the smoke break. Really appreciate the different selection, the wide variety and selection that they have over there at Elemental Wellness Center. I spent part of my day in the South Bay and just got back up to the city. It's a typical overcast late afternoon, early evening here. I'm doing the early show tonight. I got some business to take care of later, if you know what I'm saying. It's Saturday night party, sexy time, though. And you got me for 2 hours, so call in. The lines are wide open. Goofy's laying low in the cut. Goofy, if you want to chime in, just press 1. Raise your hand. I'll bring you on. But in the meantime, I'm just going to kind of kick back, relax, chill out. Shouts to Swami Shiva in the chat room as well. We can open up the floor to questions if you like. If you're in the chat room and you have a question for Vince of the Bay, now's the time to type it into the chat room, and away we go. Oh, yeah. So what else is going on? Again, I have nothing planned for the show tonight. Totally winging it here. In fact, trying to think what, since I have no calls, I have no show prep. Maybe, just maybe, I should try to mix things up. Oh, I kind of want to call into Poetically Spoken and do a recite some poetry over there. I was thinking about possibly prank calling another show. And I was thinking of Poetically Spoken, but every time I call into their show, I sit on hold for literally like an hour and a half waiting to go on. And I just can't do, I can do that when I'm, maybe when I'm not on, I can wait, but not, it's Benjamin Solomon's on right now, huh? Huh? Benjamin Solomon going up head to, ooh, maybe I should call into Benjamin Solomon. See who's over there. Oh, nobody. It's just him. Perfect. I'll call him. Oh, wait, what's his call-in number? Damn it. Okay, 917. All right, blah, blah, blah. All right. Okay. Let me try this calling feature here. Call out. How do I call out? Dial out. That's what I want to do. Yeah. Dial out. All right. 917. Flar, flar, flar. Here we go. What? Whoops. All right, I'm calling. Call Benjamin Solomon's show right now. Hello? Hello? It's not working. What the hell's going on? Dialing out.
Blog Talk Radio. Awesome. Welcome to Blog Talk Radio. If you desire to speak to the host, please press 1 at any time, and the host will be notified that there is a caller in queue. Show.
Okay.
Vow to drive the Jews into the sea.
Oh my God.
We would stand by tomorrow if Israel were facing extinction. And since we know that the Arabs dream daily of that extinction.
Oh my God.
We will do everything possible to remain alive in our own land. If that bothers you, dear world, well, think of how many times in the past you bothered us. In any event, dear world, if you are bothered by us, here is one Jew in Israel who could not care less.
Hmm. Okay. Very well, then. So be it. Hello, is Benjamin there? Benjamin, can Benjamin come out and play? Benjamin? Hello? Bilbo?
This is Benjamin Solomon, and I approve this message. That was Rabbi Meir Kahana's Dear World Letter, and it was read by Rick Levin.
Holy shit. Hey,
anyways,
hey, put me on.
347. 347 is not half his or her hand
hey,
raised,
no,
but
I'm here.
347,
I'm here.
You're on.
Hey, what's up, Benjamin? It's Vince in the Bay. How you doing, bro?
So who is it again?
It's Tyrone. What's up, bro?
Nothing. What's up with you?
Oh, just wondering how things are going over here and with you, bro. What's new? What's your show about tonight?
My show is about plenty of stuff. Anyways, one thing I was explaining that this show is politically incorrect. This show.
I think there's already a show with that
show
name, actually, bro. There's already a show with that name. You know, Bill Maher has a show called Politically Incorrect already. That name's already taken.
I'm saying what this show is. I'm saying that this show is very politically incorrect.
Oh, so you're like Bill Maher.
You're like
Bill Maher. You're a comedian. You're like a Jewish left wing. Jewish left wing.
Bill
comedian.
Maher and I have different views. So, anyways, but the very fact of the matter is this: as you may know, I am a very controversial host here on Blog Talk
totally,
Radio.
Totally.
There are some people who just
crazy.
Can't stand me. When they're in the same chat room as
think,
me, even on different shows, they are ready to explode.
Amazing. I can't believe you say half the things you do and get away with it. How are you not dead by now? You must get death threats all the time.
How am I not? Like saying what?
Oh, I don't know. Death to all Muslims?
I never said that.
Very often, but I've heard you say it.
I never said that. You know what? We don't have to.
Connect now and let
Son
Champion Windows meet your
Son
home installation needs. Take advantage of special October offers.
God damn it. I tried. That was Benjamin Solomon. Hey, Goofy Bone, you ever try to call Benjamin Solomon's show?
Sorry, Vince. I'm just barely getting into my house right now. And
Are you breaking? Oh, wait, whose house are you breaking into tonight?
This is actually my house I'm breaking into.
Oh.
And the house is empty, so it's considered my house.
Oh, okay. Yeah, never mind. My bad.
Anyways, I'm looking up his number right now. I want to call this fucking cocksucker.
Yeah, he's one of the Jews' evil nemesis. And you know what? He would love to hear from you, quite frankly.
Of course. He emails me all the time.
Benjamin Solomon is a huge, huge fan of Goofy and the Jew. Like, I'll have a show with, like, tons of hot chicks on, like four or five goddesses on the panel, all giggling, all horny, all wanting to flirt, and Benjamin Solomon will call in, and he'll go like, hey, Vince of the Bay. Hey,
where's Goofy?
What's going on, Benjamin? You want to talk to one of the ladies? No. Where's Goofy Bone and the one angry Jew?
I know, man. I know.
What is wrong with that kid? Horrible. That's the future of America. That's the youth.
Yeah. In other words, that is the future of America. My God, is he still hanging around with the black conservatives?
Oh God, who knows? I don't really care. Let's try to get the Jew. You want to try to get the Jew in here?
Well, let's do a Jew call.
We'll go get the Jew in here to help us call back into what's his name's show, Benjamin.
Vince, hold on. I'm going to try to call this guy. So I'll call back.
All right, dude, call him. Yeah, right on. All right, we'll take a break. That's Goofy Bone. Let's hear some Goofy Bone, shall we? Let's do drama. How about some drama from Goofy Bone right here on your Saturday night party sexy time? Oh, no, it's party sexy time. We shouldn't play drama then. If it's party sexy time, we should probably play Just Give Her a Bone. Yeah, this is Goofy Bone. Just give it to her while we take a break and Goofy gives it to Benjamin Solomon. Be right back.
Disorderly Conduct with your host, Vince in the Bay. Give us a call, bitches. 347-826-7667. And now, back to the show.
Saturday night, excuse me, Saturday night party sexy time with Vince in the Bay. Shouts out to everybody who's listening tonight's special early edition. I know nobody even knows I'm on right now, so it's fine. I'm just going to have fun with this. The lines are open. If you want to join me, feel free to do so. If not, I'm just going to keep prank calling people. And also, I'm going to respond to fan mail as well. Your fan mail and your calls take priority. And I just got a message here. It says, hi, this is some fan mail. It says, hi, Vince. You are awesome. I love your show. Your voice is a soothing delight, and I am sorry I will miss the show tonight. From Love Milftastic. That's great. See? Simple. Easy to do. If you want to send me fan mail, you just send it to vinceinthebay@gmail.com, and I'll read it on the air. And if you want to make requests or anything, you can send them in there, too. It's vinceinthebay@gmail.com. Also, follow me on Twitter, twitter.com/vinceinthebay. And good times. We got some folks in the chit-chat room. Darken Shire, Fat Red Dragon, Goofy Bone, Swarmy Shiva, and Why Are You Better? Blah, blah, blah. Oh, Swarmy Shiva in the chat room says, quick question, what's the deal with Debbie Daly? And then Fat Red Dragon responds with, that's not a quick question. And, yeah, there you go. Swarmy Shiva. It's almost a tongue twister. Swarmy Shiva posted a link in the chat room. I'm going to read this. This is out of the New York Post. IMF head Strauss-Kahn pulled off plane arrested in alleged sodomy of hotel maid. Wow. French political big shot who heads the IMF was arrested for allegedly sodomizing a Manhattan hotel maid today. Hauled off an Air France flight just moments before takeoff from Kennedy Airport. Three Port Authority detectives pulled Dominique Strauss-Kahn from the plane's first-class cabin just 2 minutes before the flight was due to depart for Paris. And Strauss-Kahn, who's 62, was expected to challenge Nicolas Sarkozy in the 2012 French presidential election, which I suppose that could be in jeopardy. And now he was turned over to New York Police Department officials and brought to the Special Victims Unit Uptown Squadron. The trouble began around noon when a 32-year-old housekeeper entered Strauss-Kahn's room at the Sofitel on West 44th Street, apparently unaware he was still inside. The married Strauss-Kahn was in his bathroom, and he emerged naked, grabbed her, and, quote, jumps her, a source said. Then Strauss-Kahn allegedly threw the housekeeper on the room's bed and forced her to perform oral sex on him. The maid managed to break free and ran to a hotel worker to tell what happened. Soon afterwards, Strauss-Kahn got dressed and headed off to Kennedy Airport for his flight to Paris. When he was approached on the plane by Port Authority police, Strauss-Kahn said, "What's this about?" He was then taken off without handcuffs. Two law enforcement, so blah, blah, blah. So there you go, Strauss-Kahn, one of the heads of the IMF. French dude is going to challenge Sarkozy. Conveniently won't be, because he's going to be in trouble and probably going to be forced to quit unless these charges don't stick. But, you know how it do. You already know what it is. It's Vince in the Bay with you, taking your calls, reading your news articles. It don't matter. Let's do this. Shouts out the Cowpote, Fat Red Dragon, Goofy Bone, Swarmy Shiva, and what are you, blah, blah. Yeah, good times. Good times, everybody. Well, I guess we'll just let the glory roll on here then, play some more music, and we'll also prank call some more people. Let's try Benjamin Solomon one more time, shall we? Should we try? No, actually, I think I have something else now. What was it? What was the other thing? Oh, no, I'm going to try Benjamin Solomon one more time. And then I will try some other folks. Blog Talk Radio. Oh, Goofy's over there right now. Okay, we got to go hear this. All right. My bad. hear what's going on with Goofy over there. Apparently, right now Goofy is calling into the whatchamacallit, the Benjamin Solomon show. So I'm gonna dial in there and see what's going on. We're just gonna listen in. Let's check it out. Let's see what's happening here. Hello, Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio. Hello. Interesting. What's going on over there?
Take my own words.
I thought you were Italian.
Mexican and Italian.
Oh, that's who they're taking over. They took over his show. Oh, he hung up on me, asshole. Bastard. All right, let's do this. Let's take another break. No, let's put on some dialing music. Let me put on some dialing music here. So it sounds like from that, before I got kicked off by Benjamin Solomon, it sounded like Goofy Bone and the Jew had invaded Benjamin Solomon's show. That sounded like it was potentially pretty funny, but it's all good. If anybody in the chat room wants to, yeah, Cowpo, trolling has commenced. You are on it, bro. Yeah, so it's Vince in the Bay doing an early Saturday night show. I appreciate the folks that did decide to come through and got the memo. I'm just going to try to have as much fun as I can before I have to skedaddle. I have a date I have to attend to. But in the meantime, I'm yours. Do with me what you will. I anticipate that the Jew and Goofy Bone are going to get kicked off of Benjamin Solomon's show momentarily. So I will occupy myself with a little music. I'll take requests if you want. Don't matter. Why don't we get things started with a little sexy tribute to one of my favorite broadcasters. I'm talking about Harris Faulkner. Check her out. I'll be right back.
Hello, everybody. I'm Harris Faulkner, joined today by...
Mrs. Bank.
Coming up, the president and Democrats, they're hot.
And tax cuts.
So they say. You can't protest if you haven't actually read the material.
No doubt. An ooh factor of 10.
I was just, ew, and they're just... but, you know, I'm on the other end of the fish chain. Can you eat a piranha? I'm from the South. We fry everything.
I would probably eat that.
Yeah, it'd be good. Serve it with fries. Well, we are minutes away from President Obama arriving. Stimulus, crucial speech on jobs, and dare we say, stimulus.
Did I miss something?
I don't think it's really just him. I think he probably has some people. I'm Harris Faulkner, in for Julie Banderas, and we are live, flexing some political muscle to resolve a flap over old glory. How's your golf game? Well, golfers will tell you, it's a game that soothes the soul. Rusty, we found a place for my 5.5-inch heels, finally. More trouble tonight. Just two stops as we go across America. Have a good one.
You're tuned to Disorderly Conduct with your host, Vince in the Bay. Call in now, biatches. 347-826-7667. And now, back to the show.
For the nigga who be talking loud and holding his dick, talking shit, he better lay low. For the bitch that said I got some shit up out of my dick, now she's sick, she better lay low. For the niggas who be claiming my hood and really ain't for my gang, better lay low. I hope he don't be thinking I'm just talking and I won't do a thing. Really hope so.
Oh, yeah, you already know what it is, motherfuckers. That's Vince in the Bay. I got my munchies going. Sorry. Such bad form. I gotta clean my hands here. I just grinded some Chex Mix during that break. Good. Thank you. Wow. I really love the Super Silver Haze. It's so good. Damn. Hot and spicy Chex Mix is where it's at, too. I need to get some hot and spicy Chex Mix commercials or something. Just give them an extra special shout-out, because they're great. Wow. So good. All right, let's bring on Goofy Bone here. We want to find out what the hell happened over there. All right, shut off the music. Goofy, what's up?
Am I live?
You're on, bro. What's up? What just happened? I tried to call in to listen to you and the Jew over there take over Benjamin's show, but he hung up on me. So give us the scoop. What happened?
Man, I'm telling you, man. I guess I hit Jew right at home because, you know, I'm trying to get hosed on Benjamin Solomon's show. And obviously, he's mad. He wants to talk about the Hebrews and all that stuff. And I'm like, nah, man, let's get some bitches up on here. And he claims to think that I'm trying to turn his show into your show. And then I can never do that. Why? Because I have my own show to do that. But I'm just trying to get some hoes on Benjamin Solomon's show. They're Jewish broads, so it'll be like, you know, right at home. So it's like, you know, everything will be fine, you know?
Yeah.
Just, you know, a bunch of Jews and a Mexican / Italian. Ain't nothing wrong with that kind of conversation. But
he wanted it.
And then the Jew comes on defending him like if the Jew's his daddy, and you know saying that having all these girls and you probably don't get laid. I wish I didn't get laid, Jew. I wish I didn't have my bone, and I wish women didn't tell other women that oh this guy has a big one because word of mouth advertising gets you the most fucking pussy, people. Trust me. But anyways, I'm just basically telling this guy, hey, Benjamin, let's get some hoes on here. Let's talk some real politics with some broads. You know what I'm saying? You're boring. Let's get some broads up on there. But the Jew, right away, I hit him right at home. Don't you dare be talking to Benjamin Solomon like that. And, da, 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 da. And then these motherfuckers threw me out like I stole something. But that's what happened. Hello? Am I still here? Did Vince throw me out because I didn't give the right information?
No.
Oh.
Yeah, hi. I'd like to say hi to all the ladies out there. Shout out to all the ladies in the building. Hey, what's the topic tonight, Ben?
408. What is it? 408. What is it, though?
Hey, I just want to know what the truth of the matter is, Benjamin.
Oh, Vince in the Bay. Well, I mean,
you're getting told. You're getting told.
What's the truth of the matter, bro?
Off, but I mean, I can still hear. So, I mean, I can.
No,
still,
what's
I
the
mean,
topic?
To,
what's the topic
too,
tonight,
you know,
bro? I want to chit chat. What's
the
topic tonight?
Everything. Plenty of stuff.
Yeah, what's the topic tonight,
you know,
bro?
The show, you know, right now has gotten a bit off course.
What's the right course, though? What's the right course? What's the topic?
By the way, Vince, I got Goofy Bone has called in.
Who the hell's that? Goofy Bone. Is he on right now? Where is he? Where's that Mexican? I want to talk to that guy.
Nah, he's not on now. I mean, him and One Angry Jew got into an argument that got a bit off topic, so I just turned them up. So.
Oh, that's ridiculous. I can't believe that happened. Hey, so what's the topic tonight, Benjamin? I'd love to get in on the action. What's the topic tonight?
Plenty of stuff.
Like, what have you been talking about so far?
I was talking about, for one thing, I was, you know, like reiterating the ban against
Goodbye.
Any expression of support for any Palestinian state, Palestinian nationalism, or anything like that for the month of September in reaction to the UN voting on whether to recognize this Palestinian state or not in September. Into the debate being framed of Israel being the bad guy and the Palestinians being the innocent victims. And oh, by the way, here's another, and oh, by the way, And calling Judea and Samaria the West Bank, that shall also be banned for the month of September because the West Bank is an Arab usurper name. We're going to have none of this our propaganda for the month of September, because that shall be banned. If you come on to if you come on to spew anti-Israel propaganda or to say that, oh, the Palestinians are a national group with legitimate rights to a state, in September you shall be banned from saying any of that. Anyway,
hey,
Peach Bump says, I got on these trolls. I guess he has a good point. So.
Hey, so
anyway,
Benjamin, I have a question. I have a question, Benjamin.
What? Quick, because we got to get back to the topic anyways.
Yeah. So, so it's okay to call, just not in September.
It's okay to call, just what?
So, if I hear what you're saying, that I can call in any time during the year except for the month of September.
No, you can call in including for September. It's
oh,
just
then why
up
did
for
you...
the month of September. You can call in on September. It's just up for the month of September. You can't express support for a Palestinian state or for the Palestinian terrorist cause.
Because that shall
be banned. We're gonna have a ban on our propaganda for September. A complete and utter ban. It's going to be totally banned for September, and in September I will try hard to enforce that ban. And if people don't like it, then tough luck. Then go someplace else.
I don't understand.
The other 408 you're on.
I don't know. There's
408.
I don't know what 408 you're
Benjamin.
Talking.
Oh, goofy.
Benjamin,
bro.
My friend. Hey, I got some girl that wants to say hi to you. Can I put her on?
Yeah,
oh,
totally,
gosh.
Dude. Do it.
Quickly. For one second.
For 1 second?
Yes.
All right. Hey, neighbor.
Yeah, put her on.
Hey, come here. I want you to talk to a Jewish companion friend of mine. His name is Benjamin Solomon. Say hi.
Tell her Vince in the Bay says hi too.
Vince in the Bay says hi too, but we're on Benjamin Solomon's show. He's a rich Jew. He has his own show, and he talks about Palestinian wars and stuff like that.
Tell her he's a Palestinian slayer. He slays Palestinians.
He slays Palestinians and he kills them.
Oh, jeez. He
beheads them and takes their heads and turns them into a shish kebab of Muslim extremist heads. Describe that to her.
I'm not going to tell her all that. That's a lot of stuff. Hey, Benjamin, you want to bone this broad or what?
Hey, Benjamin, what's the truth of the matter?
Benjamin, you want to talk to me? You want a boner or what?
All right now. So, is she going to say all right now?
No, she's not going to say all right now. You going to talk to this chick or am I going to go back home?
Anyways.
All right now,
enough time has gone by, so.
Benjamin Solomon, I've come to your rescue. Do not talk to the woman
who
with the smelly vagina. Do not do it. It's a trick.
Oh, jeez.
It's a trick. If you smell
are
that
your
vagina, I'm telling
up?
You.
Filing bankruptcy may help your financial situation. Connect now and find out more. Get a free bankruptcy evaluation by a local attorney today.
That
press
was fast.
The star key now to be connected to Total Bankruptcy.
All right. Oh, that was hilarious.
That was quick.
All right. You guys want to try EJ and the Bear next?
Goofy couldn't get the hang up, but I did.
All right, here we go. Let's do EG and the Bear now. What else do we have? Okay, they have like 15 minutes left in their show, so we're gonna try them right now.
Let's do it.
No,
hey, Jew, shut your kid up.
All Welcome right. to Blog Talk Radio. If you desire to speak to the host, please press 1 at any time, and the host will be notified that there is a caller in queue. Otherwise, please hold and you will be able to listen to the show.
Dax, I did not finish. I was like, this just sucks. It's too bad to even complete. Well, that was Godfather's Pizza. Godfather's Pizza is like a stinky, stinky vagina, okay? Herman Cain was CEO of Godfather's Pizza. Never get my vote.
Very well then.
Got it.
So be it.
That was an awkward way to go about telling us you didn't like his pizza.
Yeah, seriously, what is that?
Have you ever had Godfather's pizza? It tastes like cardboard.
Really? Oh well, then you're really not surprised. Okay, it's okay.
I'm not totally surprised, but I'm laughing. It's just funny, that's all.
Jeremy is saying you got to man up and dig in your heels every now and then for that trim. It ain't hardly met too many non-funky ones. Now let me explain, Jeremy. I know what you're saying. No, dude, look, I know what you're saying. I mean, I was certainly not. I was not the type of person that was like, oh, I want to get to know this girl before I have sex with her. Okay, I have definitely enough friends from my single days that can vouch that I was certainly not afraid to double up on girls, like meet one.
All right, enough of that. That's not going to be a fun troll. I thought they were going to talk about Herman Cain. I was down for some Herman Cain bashing, but that's not what.
Well, wait a second. I was ready to take him on that stinky vagina thing because I've been to Thailand. None of them stink.
Oh, my bad. Well, let's call him back. Hang on.
You know, what's he talking about? I don't know where he's fishing, but he better find himself another hole.
Speaking of holes, I'm gonna cut out of here early tonight, kids. I'm gonna.
I don't blame you. I'd end it now.
but no, we'll call this guy back and see what the hell's going on and what.
Yeah, I gotta ask him about where he's doing his fishing because it's not.
Mm-hmm.
I just want you to get this image. I'm doing my nails with a large emery board that looks like a zebra. Kind of target, kind of cool. You know what? I let a girl put a sticker finger in my ass. So you know what? The zebra emery board really pales in comparison.
All right.
Yes, on that note, please. Benjamin's head would have spun right around like Blair, what's her name? Linda Blair in The Exorcist, if I'd have said that. In fact, call Benjamin and let me tell him about my happy ending massage.
No, I'm done calling Benjamin. I'm tired of him.
Yeah, he's tough. He's a tough one.
All right, these guys.
Wait a second.
I'm gonna call. I'm gonna call EJ and the Bear back. But you know what? They pre-screen their calls, so when they pre-screen, you guys got to shut the fuck up. All right.
All right. Let's put another one on. Give me the controller.
I gotta keep it quiet.
No, buddy. What do you want me to strangle him?
Hello. Hello.
And there was
Hello?
A dead raccoon.
Hello.
Yeah, that wow. Yeah, that. Yeah, that about. Yeah.
Hello.
That about sums it up. Yeah. No. Look, Al Qaeda. Of course, they're going to go after it. They're going to do what I said we should do with those bastards. Annihilate their whole family tree.
Hmm. I thought it was for like 10 minutes
Hello?
When I saw the planes hit the towers. I'm not going to lie.
Hey, just to let you know, Ghost Fighter Radio, we did not mute you. It said Ghost Fighter Radio was muted for by admin for breaking rules. We're not the admin. It was probably NSA.
Yeah. Probably.
The NSA web monitor, they muted you. So I don't know what
somehow,
rules
somehow
though
we're still on. That surprises me.
Yeah, how did that happen?
Tell me about it. Tell
wow.
me.
Wow.
Yes. Let me see. Hey, guys.
There we go.
I
uncancelled your mute.
All right.
So,
and,
sorry, Ghost Spider.
We've got a caller, area code 408. How the heck are you? Who are you? What do you want to talk about?
Hey, what's up, guys? It's Vince in the Bay. I have my crew here. We're just tuning in, and I was curious about the Herman Cain chatter that was going on, but my trusty companion here, my repulsive sidekick, if you will, the one angry Jew, was a little more interested in your banter about vaginas, I think. So let me
not
put him
vaginas.
On.
Smelly vaginas.
Smelly vaginas.
Smelly vaginas.
Yeah, in particular
no,
the smelly
vaginas. I was equating smelly vaginas to Herman Cain being CEO of Godfather's Pizza, and Godfather's Pizza is the only pizza I've ever eaten that I couldn't finish, and there's only been one vagina that stunk so bad I couldn't finish the job.
Now,
so
wait,
I
Godfather's
Pizza is like the same thing.
How
Godfather's
much work did you have to do to get to that smelly vagina?
Well, I didn't have to do much work. As I said, I had the finger down there, then I started kissing down,
dinner?
You know, trying to make my trail down to the, you know, to the Y. I got to about the belly button. I said, hey, net. And then I just climbed back on top and said, hey. And then it all went down
hold
the hill
second.
From
wait
there because then I smelled the finger.
Wait a second. You smelled it and you still got on top?
Because my
no,
penis doesn't have
it.
A nose.
Well,
he
I understand
it.
That,
he
but I hope
it
had a
after
ring.
After he was already working.
Was it at
well,
least wearing? Was it at least wearing a raincoat?
No, I had plowed it before. You know, it was.
There's
you know,
reason,
I was going.
Hey, hey,
you
there's
know.
A reason why it doesn't smell so good down there. You know.
Well, I know. I was also like 18 or 19, and you know, it was like whatever.
How old are you
just
now?
Just plowing away.
How old are you now?
I am. How old am I there? I forget. 39.
Older
oh
than me.
My God! You must that syphilis must be rolling around in you like you wouldn't believe. How many women have you given it?
It has now like you know fermented into a fine wine.
No, I don't think it ferments into a fine wine. It might ferment into something a little bit like cottage cheese, but I don't think you ever picked up a wine bottle. I don't think you ever picked up a wine
no,
bottle.
No,
like
I got my venereal diseases from other women, so you know. And actually, one, just so you know, was with a rubber, and that little bastard broke. But it was one of those, you know, it broke, and I was like, oh, wait, this is feeling better. I knew it broke. I was like, eh, but I'm finishing the job. And, yeah, then a couple days later, it burned a little bit.
You are a thoughtful gentleman. I must give you credit for that. Tell me something. What's the name of this show?
You know what?
I've never heard this
me,
show.
Sir,
but
sir, could I ask your name?
I am
name,
the one
sir?
Angry Jew.
It's Vince.
No,
no
I'm
one angry
Jew. I'm Vince, and that's the one angry Jew.
I would like to compliment you.
Yes.
There have been compliments and adjectives used to describe us on this show before.
Yes.
Thoughtful has never been one of them. I want to congratulate you, sir.
Well,
you
I'm a very kind individual, and as you get to know me is to love me. And the more that you know me, the more
angry
of those
sir.
Adjectives you'll find.
There you go. Thank you, angry Jew. That is
you
a
are
first.
So why are you an angry Jew anyway?
Why do people ask me that? What is there not to be angry about?
I know. I told him it's kind of redundant. He doesn't really need to put that on there.
No.
Tell me something good that I should be happy
about. Wait.
About.
My extended family. My extended family winds up consisting of two different groups of people, Koreans and Jews. Okay, and the Jew side. Look, the Korean side is just absolutely insane, all right? But the Jew side, there isn't much to be angry about.
You need to read the
lucky,
Old Testament again, friend.
Aren't you lucky you didn't marry any Indians? Because I'll tell you what, you want to see people that look like they're angry all the time? Get out and look at the Indians. Take a look at any Indian on the side of the road. They always look pissed.
Wait, are you which type of Indian? Are you talking about like an ooh-ooh-ooh-ooh Indian, or are you talking about the dot Indian?
No, and they don't all use dot heads. Come on, I had an Indian girlfriend. She was not Catholic. She was what do you call this? Goyim. That's right. The ones that aren't Jews. No, they're not all dot heads. But you take a look at Anderson.
Not Catholic. She was a Goyim. She was a non-Jew. Wouldn't a Catholic be a non-Jew?
A Christian Indian from Kerala. She was lovely too, but the rest of her family all had a puss on their face like you wouldn't imagine. Always with a frown. The Jew is angry, but the Jew is always pleasant when he's angry.
That's true.
I don't know about that. Pretty whiny.
They have definitely learned to internalize their anger.
This Jew does not whine. This Jew works on a motive that he's going to transfer his anger, angst, and relative unhappiness to as many people who are stupid enough to accept it.
There you go.
That they always have stinky twats, too. Is that an FTC okay word?
I wouldn't know. I never slept with a Jewish girl. I don't know.
Oh, Indian girls.
No. This was as clean as they are in Thailand. My wife is Thai.
Yeah, I got to be honest. My ex-girlfriend is
from India. Let me tell you something. Some of the cleanest ones you'll ever find anywhere.
Yeah, it's true.
He may have been talking about Jewish girls, because that's been my experience with Jewish girls.
There's some
stank down there.
Speaking of vaginas, let's bring on one that's not stanky. This is Victoria. She's calling from Florida. Victoria, you're on with EJ and the Bear and Vince and the Bay and the One Angry Jew. What's up, sister?
Oh my God! I don't know what to say. I'm like speechless about everything I've heard. I'm like, what the hell?
Are you thoroughly disgusted or what?
I'm like, what the hell are you people doing? It's Saturday night party.
Sexy time, baby.
We're talking about stinky vaginas.
Yeah, we decided to bring
and then all of a sudden you start talking about that. I had to look it up in the internet and think it's talking about infection. Surely when that happens, that means a woman has an infection. I had to look it up because I've never had that problem. So I'm like, oh my God, I gotta look this shit up.
So you're saying that 75% of all the women that I've like slept with have an infection?
Well, I don't know, sweetie. Scientifically, I looked it up, and that's exactly what it means. When women have bad odor, it means that there could be an infection or something, because usually when you take a shower, you have a mild smell, not that bad. So usually if it's really heavy, that's scientific.
Second,
I'm reading it to you scientifically.
Okay, hold on one second. Hey, Victoria, just give us a second here. We got less than 60 seconds left. If anybody wants to call in, our number is 646-595-2537. Join us again on Tuesday night, 9 p.m. Eastern. We will be on, and I don't know, maybe who knows what I'll be doing. Maybe I'll jizz in my pants on that show, too. We didn't have any real topics tonight, so it's devolved to stinky vaginas. Join us for the after-hour show. We will talk more about the stinky vaginal area. And as I said, Tuesday, we'll see you again. Wait, oops. Wrong one.
So long, sucker!
That's the show.
All right, that's the show. Very well, then. Hey, Victoria, how you doing, baby?
How are you, baby?
I apologize for that. That was rude.
Well, I'm in total
obnoxious shock.
I'm like, what the hell?
Totally rude and obnoxious. That's not what you came here for. I apologize.
Oh, my God. I was like, what?
We were. That was actually a different show, a completely different show that we called into. And we were basically, I was really hard up for some content on my show, so I called into another show, and that was the second show we called, actually, and I don't know, the Jews seem to get along with those guys pretty good, so don't know, maybe he'll have a second home over there with EJ and the Bear. What do you think, Jew? What did you think of those guys?
I think they said, well, why wouldn't somebody like the Jew? The Jew is witty. He brings good humor to the show. And apparently they needed some. The Jew always provides what's necessary.
Yes, he does. Yes, he does. The Jew abides, as it were.
The Jew abides. That's true.
Yeah, yeah.
So tell me something. I'm interested. Have you seen, Vince, have you seen this new propaganda they have going on with these people? These, I don't know what the religious people or where, what religion they're from, that they're saying that on the 21st, we should, it should be like the end of the world, or bad things are coming, or have you, what do you think of that? You think
I
that's
hope
part
it
of
is
the apocalypse?
I hope the end of the world comes, because you know what? I'm getting tired of all this crap and lying that everybody's doing, especially in Washington, D.C., from that nappy-headed schmuck in the White House.
Oh, that's so racist. I can't believe he said that. That's I'm offended. Hey, you know what, Victoria? I don't want you to get worked up. This is party sexy time, baby. We're here to have a good time. We're here to party.
Okay.
We're here to party.
No,
I'm
just curious because I keep hearing about it, and people are like, and today I went out to the beach, and
the
beach was unbelievable. It was like...
Yes, the beach, exactly. You got to forget about...
No, it wasn't unbelievable. Like, it looked like it was thundering, and it was acting all weird, the beach. So I'm like, how much of this is true? I'm wondering if the apocalypse is really true, or...
Oh, no. You got to forget about that stuff. Just keep forgetting about that stuff. Just forget about it.
Right. The apocalypse.
Don't worry about that, honey. It's gonna be all right. Hang in there. You got me, baby. We're gonna make things okay. Just you and I here on the radio. We're gonna make sweet love right after this message from Michael McDonald.
Hello.
break it on down. It's Vince in the Bay. 347-826-7667 is the numero. And we're now joined by Kishu. Hey, Kishu.
Hey, honey, what's up? Hold on, let me go. I gotta go outside. Sorry, puppy.
Sounds like you're at a party.
I'm at you know whose house always.
Yeah, sweet.
Well, not
yeah,
always there, but it's always loud when I'm here.
That's where the party is usually.
It's usually the case. The party with the puppy and fucking him on his computer, being loud as fuck.
Right on. Well, you're on right now with myself, Victoria, and the Jew.
Where are you at?
I'm at Burns' house, of course.
Kick Burns in the balls.
I went and got him some groceries.
Mm-hmm.
You're too nice to him. You're unbelievable.
Who?
I'm a good friend. He's my best friend. Like, I mean, he's my all-time best friend in my life.
All right,
like,
you know what?
I care about him.
Dude,
shut up. Hold on.
Kishu, I'll tell you what.
Okay.
I don't
I'm
care
good
about
to my you. Friends, my close friends. Kishu, how long have you known Burns? It's undisclosed information.
Yeah, we don't
long
need to
time,
get
we'll
into
put it that way.
Yeah, we don't need to get into personal biographical questions here.
Many
it's
years,
all good.
Many
they,
years.
They go way back.
Anyways, go
they
ahead.
Go way back, all right? They're old friends, all right? Next.
It is.
What, Jew? Sorry,
Jew,
you got cut off.
When we
what
first met, he did do that. He did send me to that fucking pedo's house.
Vaginas.
Hmm?
Vaginas are much more interesting than Dick Burns. Look, if I say to you, hey, you want to talk about Dick Burns or vaginas? What do you think people are going for?
Actually, I want to talk about that song from Michael McDonald.
Like
that's a great song. I love that song, Vince. Thank you.
Yeah,
I love
yeah,
that
yeah.
song.
Yeah, that's just for you, honey. Just for you, honey. I love
did
you.
I miss that? Good thing.
But
I love that song.
Like, very sexy song.
Like, you guys are having these conflicts, you and Burns, because you just talk shit.
No, I'm not having a conflict with Burns. My conflict is with Moxie. She's already been warned. I'm going to hurt her. Not physically.
Oh, that's not nice.
No, listen to me. I'm not going to hurt her physically.
I'm listening.
It's not a threat to her and physically in any way, but I'm going to hurt her. And when she's hurt, she's going to know who did it.
Okay. Well, I don't want to hear any of this crap anymore because, like, you know, you're all my friends. So back to the show, Vince in the Bay.
What's up, baby? Oh, nothing much. I'm just doing an early show because I have a previous engagement later, and so I'm just doing it early tonight.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I want to do it. Yeah. And whatever.
I got some new jeans and my new shoes yesterday, and I'm rocking them right now, and I feel all super cute with my new little shirt, and I got, like, these blinging, like diamond hoop earrings on right now. I feel sexy. Oh, it's good times. I love how you, like, go shopping and you get, like, a whole
true.
New Pixar outfit.
Is not true.
Good to go. Yeah, Pixar I'll just Victoria. I will.
Victoria, anything you'd like to add? What's on your mind? You've been quiet for a second. I know you're...
No. I'm just listening about chomping and Burns and everything and Moxie and the Jew being pissed at Moxie.
Oh, you're still processing it all. You're processing everything. I got it. Yeah.
Yeah,
it's a lot
just digesting everything.
Yeah. Yeah, I understand. Yeah, it's tough. It's real tough.
Oh, my neck hurts so bad. Burns, like,
and the shopping
was fucking
and the whole
with
thing.
Me.
I like
my
the shopping part. That's the only part I like about this whole thing.
Right? The shopping. That's my favorite part, too, dude. God. I think
oh, my God.
Really
you should
cool
see
the
pics. Oh, speaking of pics and shopping, you should see the pics that Victoria, the pics that Kishu sent me of her at the swap meet or whatever. They're going to make you'd be in heaven. It's just out of control.
Dude. We have the coolest swap meet in Tucson, Arizona, because we're so close to Mexico. We get, like, all these amazing imports. They have, knock off everything, like, all the name brands. And they look real, and they're fucking in they're good condition. That's the thing, too, is, like, they're quality products, and they're really cheap. Like, a few months ago, I got this knockoff Gucci bag for $30. And it looks identical to the same one that I've seen online. And it's amazing quality. Like, it's, like, all leather, like, great quality. Like, I fucking love it. And, I mean, online, it's an $800 bag. So I love going shopping at the swap meet out here. And you know what MAC makeup is, right? Victoria?
Hello.
I'm here. Yeah. I'm listening.
Okay. Do you know what MAC makeup is?
Yes. We have
okay.
a big
they,
one here
yeah.
on the beach, as a matter of fact.
They have MAC makeup. It's the real MAC makeup there for, like, literally, like, 75% off because it's all imported. And they get it, like, buyer direct from, like, fucking Mexico. And
so you mean to tell me that you
so
guys have
much
outlets
cheaper.
Over there, too? You guys have outlets over there?
Yeah. But they're amazing. I mean, they're absolutely amazing. I mean, I know it's like that in Miami, too. But, like, yeah, I guess it's very similar there, too.
No,
but,
Miami
is awesome.
Miami
I
is pricey. You come down here, everything here this is a tourist trap.
Yeah,
you come down here.
They have a lot of cool outlets, too. That I've gotten some cheap stuff down there. But I definitely, like, you can't beat it. The Tucson fucking Palo Verde Swap Meet, I think is what it's called. Like, you can't beat it. It's so awesome. They have everything you could ever imagine. Like, I mean, there's people that'll, like, come, like rent a booth for, like, the weekend, and they'll just, like, bring, like, it's, like, all, like, a yard sale type stuff, you know what I mean? They'll bring, like, all this shit to sell. And then they have people that are there, like, every week with their, like, clothing boutiques and, you know, different stuff like that. And it's just, it's so amazing. It's so much fun. Like, I love it. But there's always,
like,
thousands
of people. I have a shoe fetish. I have a big shoe fetish.
I do, too. I bought two pairs of shoes yesterday.
He's the same pictures of my shoes all the time.
I got the cutest, like not at the swap meet, but off the internet, I got these really cute, like, burgundy red Aldo Hills the other day for $40 and brand new. They're $325. I was so stoked about it. I, like, bid on them on eBay and I won and I got them, and they're, like, the cutest heels ever. And I needed a burgundy red heel for this outfit that I have, and so I was really stoked about that. But yeah, I have a shoe fetish myself. Definitely.
I have a hand fetish. I like hands. I like certain types of hands, and I can't really describe them. But if I see your hands, I'll be able to tell you if you have nice hands.
My hands are kind of bad. Right? My fucking one of my girlfriends, like my only girlfriend that I have, like when I gained the weight and shit, she started making fun of me. She's like, "You have sausage fingers." Like, it fucking pisses me off when she says that shit.
Yeah. Hey, we have another caller here. Let's take this other call. Area code 571. You're on the air. What's up?
Hey, it's Melissa. How are you?
Good, Melissa Hopkins.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
One Melissa.
Listening. Hello, everybody. But it's just so funny listening to these women talk over each other about shopping. It's really funny.
Hey, anything and everything flies here. Hey, check it out, Melissa. We got your friend the Jew on. He wants to start, say hello to you. Here he is.
Oh, good. I want to say hello, but let me tell you this quick story first, because
okay,
the Jew does have a tendency to talk a lot. In the state of Virginia, of all the historical sites, we've got Jamestown, we've got Mount Vernon, we've got Monticello. You know, we've got the Marine Corps Museum. I mean, we have. You know, Civil War battlefields. We have great wine country out here. You know, the number one tourist destination is the largest outlet mall in Virginia.
What about?
You ship them in by the busload.
I'm ready. I'm with the team.
The number one tourist destination in the state of Virginia.
Hey, Jew, can you shut your kid up for a second? Do I have to mute you, Jew? All right. Go ahead, Melissa. Continue. Sorry. I got to mute everybody.
Okay.
So we can hear you.
Go ahead. Fascinating. I love shopping, too, much to my husband's chagrin. But, you know, and living in L.A., it's just some of the best shopping ever. But, I'm just shocked. Out of all of the historical, fabulous, amazing tourist destinations in Virginia, the number one tourist destination in Virginia is the outlet mall. They ship them in by the busload.
Am I muted? Because I have something to say.
Go ahead.
I hear you.
Oh, you know what, Melissa? If they had a whorehouse in Virginia, that
oh my God, you guys are killing me here.
Now, do I get to call you by your first name, or do I still have to call you Angry Jew?
Must call me the Jew. The Jew likes to be called the Jew.
Okay, you can call me the Pollock. Go ahead.
Okay, if you want to start that on BTR. Listen, I got everybody on BTR going, Jew, Jew, the Jew, Jew. You know, who else could do that? nobody
so
corrects.
How's it going? How's it
nobody
going?
Now, why aren't you packing, Melissa?
Hey, man, I did a lot of work today.
No, you didn't answer my question. You know exactly what I'm talking about. Why aren't you packing?
I have already started sorting out the clothes of what I'm going to give away and what I'm packing. So yeah.
All right.
How many
clothes do you need? You know what? Leave a video camera. Do it remotely.
I am downsizing so much; it's not even funny, and I can't wait.
Okay. Can I give you some advice again? Get out.
I know. I am going to get out.
Do it now. Not in a year from now. Get out.
Those who heard my show on Thursday, you'll know what the Jew is talking about. No, I can't get out of this place fast enough. Believe me.
Well, you could have if you had left yesterday, but you haven't.
I can't go without my kids. Come on.
Yes, you can. Your kids are fine with your husband. Get out.
Well, I don't leave the house much these days, that's for sure.
Yeah, all right, but they know where to come find you, don't they? Get out.
They've already showed up at my house. I think I told you that.
Get out. What's wrong with you? Do you need some? Yeah, Jonathan, come here. Tell her to get out.
Get out!
I'd miss my kids too much. I've got to wait till they are out of school.
Well, that's good. When you're sitting in some cold, dank place, you can tell me how much you miss them, too.
When I can't make a phone call again?
That's right.
See, yeah,
now,
no, please,
we've gone from vaginal dryness and I don't know what else.
Okay, here we go again with vaginal dryness, and oh my God.
shopping in Arizona.
Swap meet.
Yeah.
I'd rather talk about shopping. Forget about vaginas. Come on, guys. You're killing me.
I've spoken like a true woman. If you were a lesbian, you'd be right there with me.
No, believe me. I'm already getting, I did a lot of work today. I'm getting organized. My son's birthday is June 24th, and he doesn't want to leave before his birthday.
Do you need somebody to come smack you in the head before you leave?
Yeah, I think that happened already.
Why? What's going on?
Was there
a neutron bomb that was? Is there some like a nuclear leakage there? What's the problem?
No. Melissa managed to get herself arrested twice and beaten by the police twice. She's got court cases.
Oh, I heard about that.
They're not exactly...
coming after her again?
Yes, they're not exactly what I would call friendly towards her. And my advice to her after hearing her story was to get the hell out of that county and that state as fast as possible.
The Jew wants me to leave my family before they're out of school.
No. See, I didn't say that, Melissa.
I'm already moving to Oregon. I already know that.
Oh, that's good. So does everybody else. They all know that, too. So they all know the timing. Get out now.
But I'm definitely being targeted. That's definitely true.
Right. And that's why the Jew says get out. See, because it's good advice. The Jew knows how things work.
It sounds like you have kids. Maybe it's easier for men, but I can't be away from my kids that long. I can't.
Oh, okay. Well, when they kill you or throw you in jail for a couple of years, tell me about it.
I'm staying home a lot. Let's just say that. I don't need to be covered. And FYI, guys, I didn't do anything wrong. You guys don't like me exposing their criminal.
Those bastards. Hey, Jew.
Well, hold a second. I actually agree with Debbie, Debbie's saying. I don't think that it's particularly all one-sided, Melissa. But my advice to you about getting out is good advice. Get out.
All right, who is doing shuffling and rearranging and stuff? What is going on? There's a lot of action happening on somebody's line.
I'm
going to start muting. I'm going to start muting people if people keep making noise. All right.
Simmadana.
Wait, is that you, Melissa? Are you the one that's making all the noise back there?
It's not me. It seems like somebody's passing work.
I made a little noise for a second, but it was just like my car door, and that was it.
Uh-huh. Okay.
No, those were definitely shopping bags. I know the sound.
Yeah, no, I wasn't dealing with shopping bags.
Yeah.
But anyways, Jew, I want you to get your son to say hi, Kishu, because he's so cute. Oh, and his voice is so cute.
Well, let me see. Hold on. Jonathan, what about Obama? What's that? And Obama's a bad man. That's as good as he gets.
Now tell him to say hi to Kishu. Say Kishu.
What a Philly Negro.
Your son is seriously so cute. I don't know how you had such a cute kid. I really don't.
Why
but
is that?
Freaking adorable.
Why did
I don't know
that?
Because I've heard what you look like, but you've never sent me a picture. So I guess we'll have to see. When you send me a picture, I'll know if you know.
How would
your dad
you have heard what I look
like?
How would you have heard what I look like?
Just a bunch of people. But anyway, listen.
Because I've described you on the show.
Oh yeah, and that too, and your big toe. Apparently, you have a big toe.
Speaking of hands, hand fetish over here. I sent you a picture of my hand on the Wall Street Journal. I bet you never got that before.
I never saw that. But listen to me, okay? I really think you have the cutest son ever, and I think that my daughter and your son someday should get married, and they would have really cute babies.
Make little Thai American Russian.
She's Russian and Italian.
Yeah. Thai American Russian and Italian children. Now that's a melting pot right there.
Right.
And a little bit of Jewish and a little bit of angry Jew mixed in there too.
Right.
Just a little bit.
Polish.
Good God. Is anybody talking to Melissa?
Yeah, no one fucking listens to me. I should just hang up.
You said you were Polish.
I don't think you can hang up, Melissa. Let me hear you do it. I dare you.
That's not nice, Jew.
She won't do it. I don't even know her, but I know her enough that she won't do it. She'll just wait silently to come in.
I really, after you showed me pictures of your son, I was really just amazed with how adorable he is. Like, I always wanted a little girl, and I got a beautiful little girl. And,
I see
baby boys that are, like, they're that age. They're, like, that 3 to 4 to 5, whatever. And they're always so ugly. The little boys are just ugly. And he is, like, the cutest little boy ever.
My little boy. And let me tell you something. My little boy is hung. And I don't say that.
That's not something you should say.
And I don't. Oh, it's true. It's absolutely true. He is going to make girls. He is going to make girls so happy when he's a teenager. He's going to be so lucky.
A teenager, dude. My girl is going to be on lockdown until she's 21. Chastity belt. You better believe it.
Lockdown. I'm going to give him a big package of condoms and send him out to prowl.
Oh, I'm scared. I guess it's different when you have boys and it's good.
Oh, yeah. My little boy is going to have so much fun. Why should he not enjoy it? Why should he not enjoy it? I don't understand that.
I don't know.
In the immortal words, Zero Mostel, in the original producers, when you got it, baby, flaunt it.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, which way, it's funny you should mention that, Jew. I just happen to have that on the switchboard here. Let's listen to it now, shall we? We'll take a break. I can only have so much Jew. I'm sorry, ladies. It's just, I can only take so much. I'll be right back.
I love you,
Ben. Gentlemen, Miss S.
No, sorry, this one.
Listen, Fozzie, don't be discouraged. Even if you don't make a lot of money, you're doing what you love to do. Just look around you. The costumes, the scenery, the makeup, the props, the audience that lifts you when you're down. The headaches, the heartaches, the backaches, the flops. The sheriff who escorts you out of town. The opening when your heart beats like a drum. The closing when the customers don't come. I've said this before, but there's no business like show business, like no business I know. Everything about it is appealing, everything the traffic will allow. Nowhere could you get that happy feeling when you are stealing that extra bow. There's no people like show people. They smile when they are low. Yesterday they told you you would not go far. That night you opened and there you are. Next day on your dressing room, they've hung a star. Let's go on with our show. Like no business I know.
Everything about it is appealing.
Everything the traffic will allow.
Nowhere could you get that happy feeling when you are stealing that extra bow.
There's no evil like no people. They smile when they are low.
Even with a turkey that you know will fall, you may be stranded out in the cold, but still you wouldn't change it for a sack of gold. Let's go on with our show. Let's go on with our show.
Tune to Disorderly Conduct with your host, Vince in the Bay. Give us a call, bitches. 347-826-7667. And now, back to the show.
Yeah, you already know what it is. It's Vince in the Bay. Shouts out to my soul sister number one, Granny Tranny, in the building, holding it down in the chit-chat room. That's right, the goddess of all the goddesses, Granny Tranny, in the building. Granny Tranny, we got about a half hour to go on the show. Please, sister, call into the show. My God, I've graced your show so many times. And it would be super fantabulous if you were to call into my show. I think that would make this one of the biggest broadcasts. And we can make Blog Talk Radio history on the air now, Granny, if you call in. Seriously. She is the diva of all BTR late night divas, Granny Tranny in the building. All right, sorry, ladies, I got distracted. Kishu, you're here. What?
I have a huge fantasy to have sex with a tranny, to be honest with you.
Well, maybe
like
we can
one
get
with
granny
like the full
tranny
on big boobs, but I want like a really hot one, like I want like a Russian one or something with like fucking like long ass platinum blonde hair and like big juicy lips and big fake titties, and I definitely it has to look like a woman, definitely. Just it has to look like a full on woman with a penis. You know what I mean? Like, I think that's definitely a fantasy I have. Anyways, did you get those pictures I sent you, baby bones?
Oh yeah. I was starting to fap to them, but then I had to come back on their show, so I'll do that. I'll finish
that.
Don't
you dig my new outfit? It's cute, huh?
Oh yeah. I wrote you back. You didn't see me write you back?
Uh-uh.
I wrote something really naughty.
Hell yeah.
So hot. Granny Tranny, that's my Granny Tranny. She has not listened to my show in a long time. I call Granny's show all the time, and Granny never calls into my show. But Granny, that's Kishu. She's a good friend of my show. She's a regular here. She's on pretty much every night with me. Also, I have another goddess with me. Her name is Victoria. She's holding it down out of the South Florida. She's a jet setter. She's one of my resident goddesses as well. Shouts out to her. And
hello.
Yeah, Victoria, what's up? What's on your mind, sister?
Nothing. I'm just listening to you guys.
Oh yeah. Well, feel free to jump in and join the fun. You know, you're here.
Listening to Keisha's fantasy.
And then,
also
on the goddess panel tonight, also we have Melissa Hopkins. Melissa Hopkins, she's a Blog Talk Radio host here in her own right. And Melissa, why don't you tell us real quickly, Granny Tranny's not familiar with your work. Why don't you tell Granny Tranny a little bit about your program and how she can tune into it?
Well, I want to know more about Granny Tranny. When is his show, our show, whatever?
Well, Granny Tranny's show is on late night here on BTR. She usually goes on like a little bit after me. Like I think I start my show and then like maybe a half an hour or an hour later she starts. Because I know when I finish my show, I usually go over to her show and she's either got like an hour or a half an hour left.
What's it called? The Granny Tranny show?
It's, yeah, well, it's Granny Tranny, but I think the name of the show like kind of rotates. Like, depending on what kind of music she's playing. She mostly plays, like, house music and stuff, and reggae and dub music. And Celtic music sometimes. What? Like, who's eating Cheetos?
Who's doing that?
Cheetos?
Is that you, Victoria? Are you eating a bag of Cheetos right now?
Oh, I don't eat Cheetos. No. I was actually taking out some lamb that I brought from an Indian restaurant. You know, there's awesome Indian restaurants, like two of them.
Oh, you're making me hungry now.
Oh, yeah, I love lamb and samosa. I love Indian food. Love it.
Oh, me too.
I must have been Middle Eastern in my past life or something, because I love Middle Eastern food.
So, now, what's Granny Tranny's BTR?
It's Granny. It looks like it's Granny X Tranny. She's
okay.
She's a friend of the show. She's got her own show. She's out of the Flawless Crew, if I'm not mistaken. Granny Tranny is part of the Flawless Crew. They frequent the ONTD network. It's sort of like the 4chan for chicks instead. Like, you know, if like BWC is basically a bunch of dudes with a couple of chicks. Flawless is the same thing, but it's a bunch of chicks with a couple of dudes.
Okay.
And they troll a little bit differently. They have different trolling styles. They hook up with
a couple of Jews. What?
What?
I'm sorry. I have a two-way conversation. I'm sorry. I should have muted you.
Yeah, you should mute yourself a lot, and I think I'll just take care of that for you. Yesterday, actually, though, I had a little meetup with the Flawless Crew. Speaking of Flawless Crew, I had some time on my hands yesterday, and I was listening to Fat Red Dragon's show over at the 420 Grindhouse, and I tweeted that I was over there hanging out with him, and out of nowhere, the Flawless Crew just all of a sudden just swarmed into his chat. His chat room went from like 5 users to like 30, and it was all the usual suspects. Caramel Queen called in, of course. And then another one called in too. I forgot her name, but they got FRD pretty good. They had their way with him. I was on the air. They tried to antagonize me a little bit. It was fun. It was great to see those girls again. They sound great. Caramel Queen sounds sexy and as good as ever. And the Jew was there as well. You remember that Jew?
No, absolutely yes. You're still here. I thought you left.
I did, just to make a point, but I have a question for you.
Oh, and then you came back to unmake your point? All right, what's your question?
What do you mean this whole thing that you agree with Debbie, that this point went both ways?
Well, I wasn't there, Melissa, but I have but listening to the way you described the encounter, you were trying to make a point, and that's a bad idea with a cop. I told you. Didn't you watch the thing I sent you? The only thing that you should say to a cop, Melissa, is yes, no, I don't consent to searches. That's it.
What's that point? I thought you were saying that somehow I deserve to get what I got.
Nobody deserves to get what you got. That's why I told you to get the hell out. However, I think you were trying to make a point with the cop, and they're not very amenable.
No, I agree with you.
They're not entirely amenable to you. See, let me Let me explain something to you about cops. When cops talk about their friends, they say they're inside friends, meaning other cops. And then they might have a few outside friends, meaning people who are not cops. Now, cops don't like...
There's a few.
That's right. And cops,
no,
when they look at everybody else like Vince, you know, Vince kind of being a doper and, you know, a hell of a nice guy, but kind of a doper, they all think that we're all scumbags. So if you're not a cop, if you're not in the FBI, you're a scumbag.
I get all that. I misinterpreted what you were saying. And like I said on the show on Thursday, you were right. I shouldn't have said anything, but I just wasn't thinking on my feet because I was so mad.
Which does not help you in one way
at
all.
Let me ask you a question.
Did you watch the video I sent you, the one from Professor Duane?
Absolutely. I watched both the cop and the professor.
Okay. Did you not find that video? Was he not absolutely? He held your attention. I thought it was an excellent video.
Absolutely on target.
And you learned something, right? That you have absolutely no gain from talk. I don't care, Melissa, if a cop walks by you on the street, takes his hat off, and says, "Good day, ma'am." Smile and walk on.
Yeah, I agree with you now.
Don't engage him in conversation. Don't talk to him. Just smile and walk on.
It was great advice even from the cop from Virginia Beach, the 25-year veteran.
Well, you heard what Lee told you. Lee was a cop, and Lee told you exactly.
This is how we catch you.
All right. Get out. Get out. I'm repeating myself. Go back to vaginas and everything else, and we'll be fine.
I'm not bad.
All right. Will you sing There's No Business Like Show Business?
My radio show, though.
Wait a minute, Melissa. Melissa, focus with me. Focus. Will you sing There's No Business Like Show Business with me? Can we do a duet?
I'd probably be a little interested.
With your voice and my voice, and we'll have Bette Midler doing it again, it'll be wonderful.
How about Amazing Grace?
And Debbie Daly is going to fall out of her chair. Now, come on now. Do it with me. Let me start you. There's no business. Come on.
There's no business like show business like no business I know.
All right, hold on. I changed my mind. Hold on. Let me go back to I don't want to talk about shopping, and I certainly don't want to. Hold on a second. This what's the lady's name from Florida?
Victoria.
Victoria. Victoria. Do I hear a Spanish accent there?
I think he muted her because she was doing the Cheetos.
Oh, you know what? I'll tell you something. I love orange food.
I muted myself because I'm trying to eat my lamb, and I don't want to be rude. But listening
how loud
to you,
wait a minute. How loud could your lamb possibly be? It is cooked, right?
It was loud. I was going to say, kiss my ass.
Your lamb is cooked, right? It's cooked.
Yeah.
Well, how loud could it possibly be? Give me an example.
I don't like to talk with my mouth full. It's bad manners.
Here's some loud lamb. Give me an example. Now you've intrigued me. I want to hear it. Come on. Give me a little bit of loud lamb. I want to hear
the
loud lamb. What is this?
All right. That's enough of Joe for a second.
He has a very enchanting laugh.
Hey, have you guys ever gotten one of those grooves where you're eating some peanut, like a bag of peanuts. And you just can't stop eating the peanuts. You know what I mean? And you literally
penis?
Like.
Did you say peanuts or penis?
Both peanuts and penis.
Victoria's in a good mood tonight.
Anything with penis? Oh my god. Oh my god, Kishu, you're killing me.
Vince hasn't hardly said anything.
That's because I'm eating peanuts. I'm eating penis. Hey, Kishu, why are you so quiet? Is she there? Oh, she must be on
the phone. I'm here.
Oh, okay, right.
Well,
I just want to say you look great. I don't know if I said it clearly enough on air, but I saw the pics of you and how you look tonight. You look fantastic. You look really good.
Why are you posting pics?
Thank you.
You've seen my picture.
Ben?
Yeah, hey, I can hear you.
Sorry, I was gone forever. I was fapping to your fucking pics you sent me earlier.
Are you serious?
Oh my God. Yeah, I'm really wet right now, too. Like, I had to just get in my car, like, because I had to, like, calm myself down. I got really worked up.
Oh, that's cool.
I was licking my nipples. Shit.
That's hot. I love that when girls do that.
Hell yeah.
Well, good. You didn't really miss much. It was just, it was Melissa and Victoria yelling at each other.
Why are they always yelling at each other? I heard that they were yelling.
I don't know. And it's really loud where, we just lost Keishu. She'll come back in a second. But anyways, what were you girls yelling about a second ago there, Melissa?
We were laughing. I said Victoria has a very enchanting laugh.
Oh. And what were And Jew, you're on Jew. You're on mute.
Yes. I'm on what? What is it that I'm on?
Yeah. Jew, what do you think he's on a day?
Yes.
How many shows is on?
There's no business like what?
No business like no.
That was not an invitation to you, Melissa.
No.
I've heard you already. I've heard you already, and I'm sorry. I had to do that. Enough. Thank you.
No, you started it.
I did. I started it and I ended it mercifully because I was thinking of the audience. I'm sure you have many talents. This is just not one of them.
My talents.
Who's got the television on in the background? Who's doing that?
Beautiful, annoying, isn't it?
Yeah, who has a television on the background? Because I'm like, what the hell?
Oh, you didn't answer my question, Victoria. Did I hear a Latina accent there?
I think some people think I have an accent, but some people ask me if I'm from New York because I say. I talk like a New Yorker sometimes, but...
Well, where are you from, Victoria?
I'm originally from Miami. I was born on the beach. I was born and raised in Miami, so I'm from here, so... But I'm saying a lot of people, maybe because of my friends from New York, they're like, you have an attitude? Like, people think I have an attitude, because I'm like, I'm just saying like it is.
Are you able to speak Spanish, having lived in Miami all your life?
I speak and write Spanish. I speak Spanish perfectly.
Yes.
I write Spanish. I would say I'm a medium. I'm not excellent at writing Spanish because it's not my native language, but I pretty much can hold my own.
I see.
A little bit of Italian, and I know a little bit of Italian.
I enjoy Miami because I can almost forget that I'm in America when I'm down there.
It seems like a totally foreign country in Miami.
No, it seems like a Latina country, which I happen to prefer more than America. I think the Latinas have a much better lifestyle than most Americans.
I love Miami. Absolutely love Miami.
Yeah, it was a melting pot down here. It's a little bit of everything.
Well, it's a little bit of everything, but it's mostly Spanish.
Not really. I mean, you've got a lot of people from...
Are you telling me I can
world.
Speak Spanish? I can speak Spanish all day long in Miami and not have to speak English at all. It's not necessary. I can get along fine. I never come across anybody that can't speak Spanish. You walk into a store, they all speak Spanish. In fact, they're all speaking Spanish.
Well, but you have a multicultural down here. You have the Jews, you have the Middle Easterns, you have the... you do have a lot of people here from New York, the snowbirds, the people from Boston. You have a lot you have people here from Mexico, people from Honduras, people from Colombia. I'm telling you because I have dated Latin men, and that's why we told Keishu that I have no luck with Latin men because they're very possessive, they're jealous. They kind of have a pussy whipping or what it is. What's wrong with these men?
What's wrong with which men? The Latin men?
I don't know what it is, but it's like a pussy whipping that it's like. I don't know what I
what everybody wanted.
What is she talking about? She's falling down. I think she's falling down.
Am I back?
Yeah, are you on your back right now?
No, because my phone died. So why are Melissa and fucking Victoria not liking each other?
What?
Sorry, my phone died a second ago. No, you said that, Ben said that you guys were yelling at each other, you and Melissa.
No,
you
were laughing.
Oh, cool.
No.
Yeah, sorry, my phone died, and then there was like this fucking car accident, and like all these people everywhere.
Where the hell are you, in your car?
Yeah, I'm in my fucking car, and there's like a fucking accident, there's all these douchebags, and they're pissing me off. Get the fuck out of the way.
I thought you were
burning. This woman was like, oh, I am at Burns' house, but I went to go get, thank you, sir, I went to go get cigarettes. Anyways, there's like a fucking car accident, and the road's all blocked off, and there's this fucking woman in her wheelchair just sitting there looking, and like, she's pointing at me, and she's like, look at that crazy girl on her phone, she's going to get in an accident too, and I just flipped her off. That's funny. That's my story. That shit pisses me off, though. Like, fuck you, I'm going to do what I want. If I get an accident, fuck you. I got insurance, baby.
What are you guys doing?
Sure.
Burns? Are you
watching
a game or something?
He's doing some shit online. I don't know what he's doing, but I went to go get cigarettes and grab him a soda, and then I'm going to drop that off and then fucking go home because I got to get home to my kitty, my baby girl. Got to get home, my little lady.
Oh, you don't bring your kids over. Oh, I thought you brought him over
Fuck, no. Are you kidding me? When I go to Burns' house, like, to stay the night and stuff, it's like my escape to, like, my one night or two nights a week that I can get out of the house and, like, do my own thing kind of thing, you know, a little break from my grandparents and my daughter.
All right, enough of the idle chit-chat. We don't need to hear about everybody's day-to-day schedule. This is a radio show. This is not the Skype assholes. We're not here to chit-chat about our lives. We're here to talk shit, all right? And if this is going to turn into idle chatter, I'm going to play music instead because this is not going to turn into some, like, little sideshow like the goddamn Skype assholes or some bullshit like that, all right? It's fun for a little while, but we got to get things straight here, and you know what? It's getting close to closing time here anyway, so we should do some house cleaning. I know that because the janitor is here, and that's Goofy Bone. Hey, Goofy, what to do, bro?
What's up, Vince? I'm back. I'm about to vacuum Alan Levy, the CEO and president of Blog Talk Radio's vice. Executive room. So if you hear the vacuum, I'm sorry. So what's going on, Melissa? Melissa's fighting with the Jew, and the Jew and Melissa.
There's all kind. It's an evil.
They haven't been fighting with anybody.
The Jew is going off in the chat room on the side right now. Right now in the chat room, wow, things are really popping off in the chat room. I can't even, in fact, I'm going to have to print this out and read it afterwards. Like, it's going off. It's in the chat room right now. It's Alcoholic, Annie24, Debbie Daly, Dick Burns, Fat Red Dragon, Goofy Bone, Granny Tranny. All right, shut the fuck up. All right, that's it. I'm muting people. People wonder why I mute. People wonder why I become a tyrannical asshole. And it's because you people just are stupid, okay? Anyway, long story short, Mexican, I only got 10 minutes to give you this, but Debbie Daly, Dick Burns, and the Jew are all in the chat room right now, and they're just going, me, 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 me. They're just going crazy, dude. They're going nuts. I can't even tell what they're talking about. I don't even know. The Jew is saying Dick Burns is irrelevant. Then Dick Burns says, stop thinking about your songs. Dick Murray, okay, let me just read you the play-by-play. You want to hear the play-by-play, Goofy? Well, you're in the chat.
I'm in the chat. It's the event. Don't waste that time on.
Yeah, all right,
all right.
Time
on that.
You know what I'm saying.
Yeah, I know what you're saying, man. Troll Wars, baby.
Man, it is the Troll Wars, dude. The Troll Wars are continuing. People are trying to elevate it to a new level. I don't know if it's gonna go up a level or stoop to a new level. I don't know which way it's going, but it will be another level, that's for sure.
I'm waiting.
All right. So the Jew's here. Jew, what sort of progress are you making down there in the chat room? Tell us what's going on in there.
I don't really give a shit about Dick Burns. He's irrelevant to me. He's just like a gnat. He can buzz around all he wants, but he means nothing to me. Moxie, on the other hand, I'm going to punish. I'm going to punish badly. So I'm just putting it out there. Moxie's about to get punished. Do you remember the scene from the movie A Bronx Tale? I refer to all the time. Well, that's a really good movie. Remember this? You remember the movie?
Well, yeah, we all remember it. Actually, I think everybody remembers it. To tell you the truth, Jew, everybody remembers it. Everybody knows the exact scene you're going to quote. You don't even have to say it.
Okay. Well, when it happens, I want everybody to know it was me.
Okay. All right. Fine. I'll bite. What's the quote? Tell me the quote. Damn it.
No, the quote is when a bunch of the bikers go into the bar that's owned by the mafia, and they go in there and start tearing the place up, and then all the bunch of mafia guys come out of the back, kick the crap out of all the bikers. They're crawling out of the bar, and then Sonny, the lead character, picks the lead biker's head up, looks at him, he says, "You look at me. You look at me, you piece of shit." He says, "Because I did this to you. You remember that." And then he kicks him out of the bar. Moxie is going to look at me one day, and she's going to look at me. I'm going to say to her, "Now you look at me because I did this to you." I'm not going to tell her what. I'm not going to tell her when. It's going to be soon enough, but she'll know.
What a silly Negro.
I don't say that with malice. I don't say that with any hatred. I just say that as a matter of factly, I'm going to punish Moxie. I'm not going to physically harm her, but I am going to hurt her. That's not a threat.
Oh,
it's a
brother. Okay, fine. I get it. We get it. All right. Let's see. We're going to wrap things up here pretty quick. I'm sorry. I muted everybody. This is my show, so don't everybody get butthurt because you're not talking right now. I'm going to get to everybody. We got 5 minutes left to do this. I want to quickly do a shout-out. A lot of folks showed up here in the last half hour to listen in, and I really appreciate it, even if this is probably the worst show I've done all year. I apologize, Granny Tranny. I know you expect more from me as a fellow BTR host, and I let you down. You picked one night to come through and hang out and chill out, and you just wanted to hang out. Annie 24, thank you for coming through. Appreciate it. But Granny Tranny, I want to apologize to you. You're a fellow BTR host. You're a classy individual here on BTR, and you expect better from me and my broadcasting abilities here, and I didn't deliver today, and that's fine. That's fine. It's okay. I hope you won't judge me on just this broadcast alone. And that goes out to Debbie Daly as well, another established BTR entity here. Fat Red Dragon, I apologize to you. And Goofy Bone, all these fellow BTR hosts, you guys deserve better. I apologize. Thank you, though, for your support regardless. So we're going to wind things down here. I'm going to go around the room and give everybody a chance to chime in before we get out of here. I'll start. Let's start with Kishu. Hey, Kishu, what'd it do?
Dude, you know what? I think this show was a good show, and all the time you think that they're fail shows whenever it's like I talk a lot or some shit.
No, that's not.
Either way, I think the show was good, and I think that you're being a douchebag. That's what I'm going to say. And you should take your callers on your line because I know you have callers.
Mm-hmm.
Bye, dude.
Bye, dude.
Okay, anyway, I think you have callers, and you should definitely take those callers. Also check out Dick Burns, xdickxburnsx.blogspot.com. It's fucking win. Fucking, it's my best friend. I love him to death. You're not really a douchebag, Vince. I love you to death. But it does kind of, I do get butthurt when you mute me because you know what? It is your show. But half of your listeners come because of me. So I'm gonna be that girl right now, and I'm gonna be shitty and say, don't mute my ass unless I really should be muted.
Okay, well that's fine. I understand.
Okay. I love you.
Duly noted.
I'll probably fap to you later on cam or something.
Okay, good.
Just kidding.
All right.
Okay.
No, but don't go anywhere. I just wanted to give you a chance to get a word in, and I want to go to this caller here with their hand up, a blocked number, 111. You're on the air. What's up?
Oh, my goodness. It's Dick Birch.
Holy motherfucking shit. It's Dick. What's up, Dick? What's on your mind, bro?
Not much. I mean, you know, when people make pedophile comments, you know, I'm going to be there, and you're damn right. I heard some shit tonight with the Jew saying his 4-year-old son's dick is hung. That's fucking disgusting. That's a fucking incestuous pedo, if you ask me. Oh, that's fucking disgusting. That's fucking... I think the authorities would actually, like, step in if they heard somebody talking about their kid, like, having a fucking hung penis. That's fucking disgusting.
I agree. You speak the truth, Dick.
You know, also, you know, I mean... He's, like, making all these threats, and, you know, here's what's going to happen. Nothing. He's not going to do shit. He's going to talk about it and say, oh, it's coming. I'm not going to tell you when it's going to come. It's going to come sometime in the future, though, and after that, she'll know it's me. I mean, he couldn't hack anybody. He couldn't harm anybody. He definitely can't dox her, and you know what else he can't do? He couldn't even rape her if he had her in front because he's got an impotent dick.
Very well, then. All right, that's Dick Burns. Dick, hang on. Stay on the line. We're going to go to a few more people before we go into the overtime. If you guys want to stay on and talk smack, I don't give a shit. We'll go into overtime. It'll be entertaining. Let's get one more person on here before. Oh, Melissa Hopkins, anything you want to say? You got about 20 seconds. What's up?
Oh, I just think you always have a good show. I like tuning into your show.
All right, Jesus Christ. Bartender, cut her off. Let's see, Victoria, baby, how you doing? Thank you so much for joining
us. How are you, baby?
Your
shows are great. I always call in and we have a great time. A trip, you know, we talk about everything. That's just what it is. It's cool. It's cool to be here every night.
Oh, yeah, baby.
Sure. It's, like, really cool.
I love having you here. It's, you know, you, Kishu, Burns... You guys are all welcome here anytime. It's fun to have any of you on individually or all three together like we have now. I think it's great. And we're going to have some more fun with you. We're going to have some more fun with Kishu, Victoria, and Dick Burns, and the Jew, and Melissa Hopkins as well. And you, if you want to join us, 347-826-7667 is the number. Call in now to hear overtime. We're not going to go too far into overtime, but maybe 10, 15 minutes, and it'll be worth it. So check it out. And check me out on Twitter, twitter.com/VinceInTheBay. Check me out in the archives, blogtalkradio.com/VinceInTheBay. And YouTube, I'm going to be upgrading or uploading some new YouTubes. That'll be youtube.com/VinceInTheBay. And, of course, email me, send me your fan mail at vinceinthebay@gmail.com. Thank you very much, everybody, for tuning in. And for those of you still on the line, I'm going to take a quick break. I'm going to take a leak, and then I'm going to unmute all of you after I play this quick little track from our good friend Goofy Baum. Here's a track from Goofy Baum. When we come back, everybody will be unmuted. All right, check it out. I'll be right back. Here's Goofy.
Mexican Americans don't like to just get into gang fights. They like flowers and music and white girls named Debbie too. Mexican Americans are named Chata and Chela and Chema and have a a son-in-law named Jeff. Mexican Americans don't like to get up early in the mornings, but they have to, so they do it real slow. Mexican Americans love education, so they go to night school and they take Spanish and get a B. Mexican Americans love their nanas and their nonos and their ninas and their ninos. Nanu, nanu, nina, nono. Mexican Americans don't like to go to the movies where the dude has to wear contact lenses to make his blue eyes brown, cause don't it make my brown eyes blue. And that's all I got. How do you like it?
Oh, that's good.
Oh, yeah, it's good. It's Vince of the Bay. All right, Jew, you're unmuted. Before I bring everybody else on with you, did you want to respond to what Dick Burns said?
I would like to pray to the Lord Jesus Christ that both Dick Burns and Moxie get a horrible case of cancer that eats them slowly in excruciating pain as they deserve for all the things that they do, all the wonderful things about making fun of dead people and doing things at funerals and whatnot. But I don't know if you noticed some of those links I put in your chat room. It looks like the smoking gun has been watching all of the arrests that are being made by all of these little 4chan script kiddies, I think, which Mr. Burns is one of them. So I would imagine his time is coming. And if he dies, in fact, a great place for him to get cancer would be in prison, since they probably won't treat it that well, and he could be assured that he'll die a horrible, horrible, painful death. I put a smile on the juice.
Oh, my God. Oh, hey, Larry. Hey, Larry. What's going on, dude?
Hello.
Hey, bro. Good to have you here. Why don't you introduce yourself to everybody, Larry?
My name's Larry O'Connor.
Yeah, Larry. So, Larry, they're talking about this chick. I don't know if you heard of her before. What's her name? Jesus. What's that chick you're talking about, Jew?
I don't know. Who is this Anne24? Because she keeps writing me about I'm not being nice. It's not a nice thing to wish on somebody. Let me explain something to her. Anne, your sister died of cancer. I'm sorry. She probably didn't deserve it. But this guy, Dick Burns, he does deserve it. And I'm not trying to be nice. I don't give a fuck about him. He should die slowly, horribly.
Wait a second. How can Anne hear you? She's not on the phone.
I'll put that in the chat room. I don't understand why people would.
How can she hear you? I don't understand how Anne can hear you.
In the chat room. I got carried away. I don't understand why people do that. She says you're not being nice. Why would anybody assume that I was trying to be nice? I absolutely would like Dick Burns. I pray to the Lord Jesus Christ that he die horribly of painful, excruciating cancer. And why would that be? I'm not trying. Are you confused? Does that confuse you? Does that make you think that the Jew is trying to be nice?
I don't know. All right.
That I'm trying to be nice in some, that the Jew is trying to be nice in some special way, that it's some twisted way that the Jew is really showing love to the likes of some scumbag by the name of Dick Burns. I really don't even care about him.
Enough of the theater talk.
Yeah, I agree, Lair. All right, let's bring on Dick Burns. Hey, Dick, what do you think of all that mess?
Well, I'm going to say something nice about disease, and I hope the Jew.
Oh, Dick Burns, come on now, Dick. You know that a good case of cancer is what you deserve for all the things that you've done, for all of the harm that you've done to people. Why don't you repent and admit that a good case of cancer might purify you? You need the purifying flame of God. That's what you need. You need to burn. Now, I don't know if that burning could be urination from whatever disease you might pick up here and there, or if somebody puts you on a thing and lights it on fire and you burn by really to fire. That would be good for someone like you. But a good case of cancer kind of creeps up on you, takes you over, takes all your time away. You'll have less time to play with all the dead people and the dead people's relatives and all the things that you do. And then it'll give you something really good to do. And then you could open up some foundation and maybe put some webpage up and see if you can steal money from people. You are a thief, aren't
maybe
you?
Maybe I'll get prostate cancer, and then I'll
I'm
get
sorry.
Like part
are
of my ass cut out. I'll need a colostomy bag for the rest of my life, and then I'll just sit and I'll invade other people's radio shows, and I'll call them all day, and I'll live at my parents' house, and I'll talk about my 4-year-old son's dick, and that could be win.
That could be win. Are you a retard?
Well,
I've heard
basically talking about
I've heard Galton, I think he's retarded, and I don't even think he speaks that way. Why do you speak that way, Dick Burns?
I speak the way I speak. It is what
you
it is. Why do you speak the way
no,
you
no,
speak?
No.
You sound like
you
a faggot to a lot of people.
Are you capable of speaking the King's English? Do you even know what the King's English is? Do you have
I
an education?
I would give a fuck about speaking
have
the King's English. Why do I give a shit?
Have you ever gotten
now.
A proper education that you could speak properly? Do you have you gotten
you
a proper education?
Have me on mute. I fucking have a bad headache now.
Hello.
Do you know
you
how
know,
to speak
speaking of kings? How do you feel about the king of Thailand?
You
I heard you said he was
know
a faggot.
A fucking headache.
Do you know how to
here.
Speak properly is what I want to know.
You're not on mute. I'm on mute.
Why do I need to speak properly?
Well, it'd be nice if you would speak
no,
English.
No, I got a fucking headache.
This little code, whatever. That's really win. That's really fail. That's really fly. Who speaks like this?
Charlie Sheen.
Nobody
he's a goddamn
fly.
Warlock, you piece
well,
of shit.
The next generation Jew. Everybody's passed you by. You're just
oh, next generation. I see. All right. You've got your finger on the trigger of
life. I don't
life.
Know. Winning? Anyone?
Finger up your ass.
You've got your finger on the trigger of life, don't you, my friend? Well, I don't think so. But
get
I want
your
you to sit back. Sit back. I, want
I don't
you.
Get down like that.
I like the finger in my ass, by the way. That's actually that's nice. But we can talk about that on another show. Sit back, relax, Dick Burns. Watch everything that you want to watch. Watch what I do to Moxie. And it's
not
going to be something.
Do
that,
dude,
that,
you give me
yeah,
a fucking
is 10.
Not going to be something that you're going to have to figure out. Everybody will know when it happens. It'll be something that's going to hurt her badly. I'm sorry, it has to be done. Somebody has to be made
there's
an example.
You could possibly do. There's
well,
nothing
you
could do that would affect anything in
well,
Moxie's
you
life.
That,
I'm going to go play with myself.
You don't know that, Dick Burns, so you
oh,
can't
yeah,
say
Victoria.
It. Because you're an irrelevant individual. I don't even know why I'm answering you, other than you keep talking.
I,
you
my
keep
head can't hit the pillow
sure
at night without hearing from Moxie. My head can't hit the pillow at night without hearing from Moxie. My head can't hit the pillow at night without hearing from Moxie. My head can't hit the pillow at night without hearing from Moxie. My head can't hit the pillow at night without hearing from Moxie. My head can't hit the pillow at night without hearing from Moxie. My head can't hit the pillow at night without hearing from Moxie. My head can't hit the pillow at night without hearing from Moxie. My head can't hit the pillow at night without hearing from Moxie. My head can't hit the pillow at night without hearing from Moxie.
You know what I learned when I worked for PETA? I learned that in branding, if you want to brand something, if you really want your brand to catch on, like PETA is trying to develop this PETA2 campaign. It's geared towards 16-year-olds, essentially. 16-year-old girls and boys in high school. High school kids, preteens, PETA2. Well, they do studies and stuff. They bring in top-notch people that know what they're doing to develop these campaigns and all that stuff. And I was told that in order to get your brand across to the average consumer, they need to hear it at least 21 times. 21 times in order to hook onto something. The average person, it takes 21 times to be hit over the head with something before you see what's right in front of you. All right, so I digress. That was getting good. You guys were doing really well. Let's bring back the Jew.
No,
and,
yes, I yeah. know.
All right, Jew's
everything.
Here.
I'm sorry, am I?
God damn it. Forget it. Okay, Burns, you're back. What's up, dude?
Hey, what's going on?
Nothing, bro.
Yeah, I think it was the Queen's English, not the King's English, wasn't it?
There you go. Kishu, you're here. I hope you
Yay.
Got the windows rolled up because it's really loud.
The windows are rolled
rolled up. They are rolled up. I don't know why you think it's, I guess it's just loud on the freeway, but they're rolled up. I hate to burst the Jew's bubble, but Burns isn't a thief because he has a full-time amazing job, and also I give him tons of money. He's not a thief, and if he ever went to jail, I would definitely bail his ass out, and that's just, he's my best friend, Jew. Like, I don't like this. You know, Jew, you and I, we've recently become, friends, and I would like it to stay that way, but, guys all need to get along.
You gotta be my friend, Jew.
And Victoria, darling, what do you think of all this nonsense?
I think that Jew, and Jew better not interrupt me because I'm a fucking bitch when I need to be. So,
You
don't need to be throwing cancer at people. Don't start saying may God whatever mention God and then you talk about cancer and people dying. That's fucked up. That's in your face. That's fucked up all the way.
Yeah, Jew trolled people. He got people mad.
I'm just telling you, Jew, that's really fucked up. And you know what? And if I was in your face, I'd tell your ass off really bad. I don't play that shit.
What would you do?
I'd tell his ass off really bad.
Right on.
I don't fuck around.
Victoria, can we les out together when we meet up in San Francisco?
What? What the fuck did you say?
Can I film it? I want to film it.
Can we les out together when we meet up in San Francisco? Because I'm, like, oddly, like, I'm usually not, like, I'm attracted to girls, yes. I do think girls are beautiful. Like, I like making out with girls and, like, rubbing on their titties. I don't really dig vagina too much. But I'm, like, really oddly attracted to you. Like, I just want to, like, bust out with a strap on and just fuck the shit out of you.
Oh,
what?
My God.
I'm sorry. It's just
I'm telling you, I don't know what it is. I don't know what it's. I don't know if it's my voice or the way I look, but I'm like, oh my God. I'm like, my God.
Yeah, there's something about Victoria that I don't know why. I just wanna dominate her a little bit.
Hey,
yeah, cause you haven't seen me in real life because I'm a real exhibitionist.
Uh-oh.
I'm a real exhibitionist. I go to the beach half naked. And I don't have a perfect body, but I don't give a shit.
I don't give a shit either.
I give a shit. I want to be there. I want to see that shit.
Yeah, I go to the beach half naked. I don't give a shit.
Oh, yeah.
Pixar, it's not true.
Pixar didn't happen. Yeah, that's the thing.
Yeah, right? what he said. All right, okay, you guys ready for the Jew? You want the Jew to come back now?
Let's hear the Jew.
All right, here he goes.
He's
going
to tell everybody they're going to get a disease.
Yeah. What
Burns,
what ill
you be
will
nice. All of you be nice.
You're going to get a disease in your dick and it's going to fall off. It's going to be a limp dick. You limp dick.
I don't know. I would like to assume
Kishu,
that you would not
sorry,
get any
not
sort of disease.
Kishu, we can be friends. Just stay out of everything between what me and them. And that's fine.
I just wish you'd all get along.
No, it's not going to happen.
He doesn't want you to do any BWC shit.
Hold on, I don't care. Let me tell you something, Kishu. I swear on the life of my child that I really do desire that Dick Burns and Moxie get cancer. If I'm lying, may it come
better
back to my
stuff. Better be careful, because it might come back on your ass and get your ass.
I've recently come to like you, but they're my crew, you know? Like, that's my fucking crew.
All right, but listen
and
to me.
Yeah, people when they're best friends, forget it. She's going to stick to her best friend.
Perfect.
Come on, man.
I'm listening, Jew. Speak.
Okay, I'm trying to speak. I swear that I absolutely desire and wish on the life of my son that somebody, that Dick Burns and Moxie, that they get cancer and that they die horribly. I really do want that. I'm not making that up. And I tell you,
this is bad karma for all of us here. And I don't know if I'm prepared to deal with the bad karma.
I'm sorry.
I believe that you want that, too, but, like, you shouldn't ever swear on the life of your son, though. That's
too much of a peaceful person.
I'm just swearing on the life of my son about the veracity of what I said.
Yeah,
I'm not making that up. That's not. Hold on. I'm not giving shtick here when I say that I hope that they die of cancer. I'm being very truthful. That's all I'm telling you.
He swears on the life of his son.
Swear on the life of my son that I'm telling you the truth. That's all.
His son is hung.
Yeah, your son's hung. Why don't you talk about your son's butthole?
What's the problem with wanting to wish cancer on scumbags like Burns and Moxie? Tell me.
Oh, he shit.
Do you know what they do most of the time? And do you know what kind of harm
you
they cause
to
people?
You know,
I think you
want to
fuck Moxie. That's what I think you want to do. I think you want to fuck her brains out. That's what
that?
I fucking say.
I think we're all equally scumbags, to
Why
be honest.
Why would you think that? I don't
understand. I'm a scumbag bitch. I don't fuck around.
So
but
maybe we should all
not,
get cancer.
You're not thinking straight.
I'm a scumbag bitch. I don't fuck around. So all right.
What the fuck? All right. You got to focus, because I don't think you're very focused.
Focus?
Yeah.
Focus. I have the fucking focus?
I don't think you have the
Excuse
focus.
Excuse me?
I don't believe you're
focused. Focus on what? What the fuck do I got to focus on?
You got to focus on what's being discussed. I don't think you're focusing.
Dude, I don't give a fuck, to be honest with you. I can
well,
do
if you
a
don't
fuck.
Give a fuck, then hang up and stop talking. Why are you even involved?
You guys should make out.
That's a very good question, Victoria. Answer it. Why are you involved if you don't give a shit?
Because I'm listening, and I think that's, like, really,
then
really nasty to be wishing cancer on
up.
People. Like, people are fucking alone.
You put your fingers in your ears and not listen, couldn't you? You don't have to listen, Victoria, so you could put your fingers in your ears and not listen. If it bothers you so
we're,
much,
we're
things.
All here for the same
reason. It doesn't fucking bother me. It's just that
well,
you're making drama for nothing.
No, I'm not making drama for nothing. It's my drama to make. I'm in a very good mood. I changed my phone number this morning. I've been meaning to do that for a while, and I finally...
Not only that, you're messing up Vince's show, being an asshole to him. Vince doesn't deserve this shit.
Why am I messing up Vince's show? This is good for Vince's show. It's good for radio.
It is good. Just being a fake actor. He's trying to be, like, tough guy, like, I'm going to do all this shit.
I don't know why you're upset. I really don't know why you're upset. I think that...
Yeah,
you
don't
have
to get you, Victoria.
I'm not upset, baby. You'll know when I'm upset.
No. Yeah, I know. That's what I love about the Latin women. They're
You'll know when I'm upset. I don't fuck around. I've already told you that.
You've said that several times. I don't know what that means. But do you have any wine in the house? Victoria, do you have any wine in the house? Hello?
Do I have any wine in the house? No,
wine.
I don't have wine. I have vodka. Why? What's
your
point?
Pour yourself a nice vodka on the rocks. Put a little thing of lime in there, and I want you to sit back and listen to the
I think it's better. Why didn't I just play with myself? It sounds a lot better. It makes me feel a lot better if
That's
I play with myself.
I think playing
that.
With yourself
you
sounds
that,
really
but I want you to listen. I want you to listen to the Jew.
You should play
you
with
go.
Myself and come a few times so you can
I
hear
want
it.
You, that yeah, would baby. Be fine. That would be fine with me. Vince would not complain. That would help his ratings as well. I would like you to do that. Can you do that for me?
No, I don't do it. I don't do shit for you, Jew.
You take
do
off
it
your,
for yourself,
you take off
baby. Do it for
me.
Yourself.
Exactly.
You
take off
she's
your
she's German.
I'll do it for Burns, but
you.
I won't do it for you. Fuck
oh,
you.
He won't appreciate
oh, yeah.
it. I have a feeling that he's impotent anyway. These guys that do this kind of stuff, usually their dick doesn't work, and that's why they're...
I'll do it for Burns and for Vince. I won't do it for you, too.
I've seen Burns fuck girls before. He can fuck like a motherfucking...
Shoe. Nobody's
I've
getting...
Never
come on
fucked
now.
Him,
in the middle of things.
I've
Stop trying to stick up
saying.
For dick
I'm just saying.
I understand that. I understand that
friend.
You pay
I
for him. I understand he's not man enough to pay for himself and live his own life.
He
but
does pay
don't
for himself.
Stick up
I just
him.
Like to give him a better life.
Right. Don't stick up for him. Well, he should go out and work for that better life, shouldn't he?
He does. He has a great life. He has a great job.
I don't have a job.
Oh, yeah. Victoria, did you find that sexy? I thought he was very sexy. What did you think? He's got a sexy voice. Aren't you getting hot by
no
listening
what
to Dick Burns right now?
Listen to me. Listen to me, Jew. Listen to me, Jew. It's none of your fucking business if I find him attractive or nothing. That's none of your fucking business.
You just told me that you would do it for him or Vince.
I would. What the fuck?
Well, then what are you waiting
I don't
for?
I'm going to your ass.
I'm calling your bluff. Do it. Do it. I want to hear it.
Yeah, I'm
I'll
not going
right
to do it on the radio.
Why,
what's your problem?
Yeah.
Why wouldn't you do it on the radio?
Okay, I got one hand on my phone.
I only cut off this fucking Jew out of the way.
One hand
in my phone.
Come on now, I want to hear you do it. Maybe Dick Burns will talk with that sexy voice again, and he'll really send you right into the orbit. Come on, do it.
Oh, God.
Do it
oh,
for
God.
Me. Let me hear it.
Oh, fuck yeah. Oh, fuck
I
you.
Heard that
oh,
on
God,
Harry
God,
Met
God,
Sally. God. I'm sorry, that's not working.
Keep
All right. I'm just trying
to make the mood a little better, guys. Come on, let's have some fun.
Is there any other show on? I'm looking on.
Your Russian's coming out.
Right. Come on, dude. Show us your penis like you're on camera.
Is there any other show on that would
fuck
be
yeah,
to listen to? There's nobody
on. You're turning me on. Come on.
You got Crazy Rambo. I don't know who the hell that is.
It's Fab Time, Jew. Whip it out.
GPT 183.
Yeah, Jew. You have to play it so the girls can make
it. The Marijuana Happy Hour Network is on. I don't know if anybody's interested in that, but Johnny Cush, I'm sure.
Oh, my God.
Would have
how can you guys listen to that guy?
Oh, I love Johnny Cush. He's.
No, I mean you, the Jew. I had to put down my headphones.
I just
want
to listen to Victoria. I want to listen to her fapping, and I'll fap with her. We'll do it together.
I want to hear. I just want to everybody to shut up and let Victoria and Kishu fap to each other, and that's the entertainment I want to see tonight. Okay.
Oh right? God, my fingers are so good.
I can't hold myself. Wait.
I just had my fingers in there, and then I just put them in my mouth, and they taste so fucking good. Love it. I'm so wet right now. I'm going over a big bridge. And like, I gotta go around a curve, so I gotta stop for a second so I go around a curve. And then I'll put my hands back in there. Oh yeah, baby. Victoria, what are you doing? What are you wearing, baby?
Granny
panties. I'm not wearing anything. Oh my God, man.
All right, ladies, sim it down, ladies. Let's see how the Jew is. I want to see how the Jew is reacting to this. What do you think of the ladies so far, Jew? Are they getting you moist, bro?
Like show people, they smile when they are low. Even with a perfectly
cold,
you'll be stranded out in the cold. Still, you wouldn't trade it for a sack of gold. Let's go on with the show. And let's go on with the show. And God, please give Dick Burns his cancer as quickly as you can. Put it on your to-do list and make it so, if you would, God. In the mortal words of Picard on Star Trek, make it so.
You're not even a Christian.
Thank you, God. And I'm appreciative of any cancer you can throw at Dick Burns and Moxie. Give them something to do other than annoy innocent people. Thank you, Jesus.
You know what'll happen? What's going to happen is Jew will go
thank
to the doctor.
Thank you, Jesus, and thank you for listening to me and to everybody else. And by the way, Kishu, did you happen to see the picture I put in the chat room of Emma?
Kishu, what happened finally? Did you come?
Oh, not yet, because I got distracted. But, no, I'm not in the chat room because I'm in my car driving.
Oh, well, you should see the picture
also,
of Emma.
Emma
is a Thai katoi, and she was built. She would fit the bill for what you're looking for.
Nice. But, yeah, I'm driving right now. But I have to tell you, dude, like, yeah. I find Burns very attractive. Like, I don't. And I also, hold on, let me finish. I
but
also
he wants,
don't find him
he
annoying.
Just wants you for
I think
your
he's
money,
very talented and very
I know.
He definitely doesn't just want me for my money because he knew me way before I fucking ever had anything. Or ever knew I was going to have anything. And we had the same friendship. So, you know, it is what it is. You know, I mean, he's my best friend.
All right,
friend.
Enough
there's
of the butt love.
That,
enough of the butt
listen,
sex between
hold on,
the
let me
guys,
finish.
Right?
There's some things that I definitely disagree that he does, but that's with any friendship, you know? But for the majority of it, he's very talented. I don't think he's annoying at all.
He's
maybe
talented.
Some people, but...
Kishu, his talents show through in everything that he does. I am one of the people that I think is just amazingly astounded by the talents that I have seen of Dick Burns. The little voices, the little word here and there that just warms my heart, the win, the fail, fapping. I love that I love that stuff. I love the fact that Dick Burns is out there and people like him are out there. Because it just makes the world go round. It just makes everybody love one another. Out on the internet, out there, who are showing.
Oh, hey,
their...
Jew. Hey, I wanted to ask you something. I have a question, Jew. These girls are talking, all these people are talking about how they got this picture of your kid, and I was wondering, last time I saw you on cam, you had your kid in the background, and he was like, it looked like he was sleeping on one of those inflatable beds, like one of those air mattresses. Have you upgraded him and got him a real bed yet?
Real bed, but he won't sleep in it.
What's that?
He has
my daughter's
bed.
Like
he
that too. She has her own bed and she won't sleep in it. She has to sleep with me.
He likes
she wants
that,
to sleep on the floor. It's so silly.
He likes that air mattress.
Can't get
and
down
I can't
on
argue
the ground to the air mattress, so he's worried that daddy will come and slip in bed with him and press a boner against his back.
There's no business like show business. You know what? Keep doing it.
Thank you very much.
You are showing your talents, which are immense, I do admit. I am in absolute awe of the talents that you have shown us tonight here on Vince in the Bay.
I do have to say,
I would very much like you, Dick.
Shut up, Jew. Hold on.
Yes. What did you like to say?
I do have to say that your son is one of the most adorable boys I've ever seen in my life, and I've said it before, and I'll say it again and again and again. He is fucking adorable. He is a cute ass kid, and I don't think that he should be pulled into any of this. I think that he needs to just nobody speak of him ever again. You included.
But she was talking about his penis.
I said my face.
Losers winning.
The more he talks about, the more you talk about your son, Jew, the more exposure you're going to feed to these people, and the more they're going to fucking use it against you. So stop talking about your kid. You know? He's adorable.
Boy.
I think he's
adorable.
Yeah,
he's
very good looking
lovely
boy.
He's a lovely child. The
yes,
line,
I think it should be left at that.
The line that Moxie crossed was with my son. That's why Moxie must be punished. I'm not going to punish Dick Burns because I don't know anything about Dick Burns, but I do know about Moxie. Moxie must be punished. I'm sorry. It just has to happen. She's crossed the line.
Tell us one thing about Moxie right now.
Do you remember? I'm sorry. I hear something in the background. I'm trying to talk. Hey, Vince, do you remember the scene out of The Sopranos, the last one or two of The Sopranos when mobster was going after Meadow?
No, I don't.
You never watched The Sopranos?
Not really, no. Hey, are you trying to Rick? Is one of these motherfuckers trying to Rick roll me? What the fuck is that?
Yeah, you gotta mute some of those other people. It's probably Dick Burns. He has nothing to add. So he's just gonna put noise.
You know who that is? You know who that is? That was Victoria. Victoria was like Rick rolling. You can't believe it. She was Rick rolling me.
What do you want me to tell you, Jew? I'll answer you.
Anyway,
tell me one thing about Moxie that's not obvious.
So what I was saying about The Sopranos, Vince. One of the last shows that they did, one of the last episodes, one of the mobsters decided to go after Tony Soprano's daughter and intimidate her a little bit. What Soprano ended up doing was taking the guy, beating the shit out of him, and then opening his mouth, sticking it on a curb, and then stomping on his head, which, of course, broke all his teeth and broke the jaw. Now, of course, I would never threaten anybody physically. I don't need to do that. But when you cross the line like that, bad things happen. And Moxie's crossed the line, and she must be punished. There are ways to punish her that's not physical, that's not a threat, but there are certainly ways that she's going to be punished. And
you would never get any sort of physical upper hand on me. I would fucking
I'm sorry. Was that even talking to you? Did you hear anybody ask for your opinion? I don't think so.
I'm talking
Nobody's
to you,
listening
bitch.
To you. I'm talking over you. You've got a piss-ass little telephone that you're talking in on.
Shit, your
and
old man is on the radio,
so
baby.
I'm the one that's fucking over you. And there's nothing
no,
you can
do. No, you're fucking
wrong.
I'm fucking Hitler, and
there's
you're the Jew, and I'm going to burn you, bitch.
Unfortunately, I don't even have to place. I can just keep talking, and nobody's going to hear you. Because
this is hilarious,
yeah.
To be honest.
This is pretty funny. I should have left my apartment like a half hour ago, but this is actually kind of... kind of entertaining. Do you guys want to keep listening to him? Do you guys want this to keep going or what? Because
I'm going to pull someone on the line to talk to Jew.
Oh, is this like, this is your life, Jew? Guess what? Now another gentleman or mystery person from your checkered past is going to come forward and have a few words for you.
It's your bipolar wife in Thailand.
Why you do this to them? Why you wish cats on them?
business like show business.
I'm going to bring someone on the line for Jew right now, and his name is Strope, and he's going to talk to the Jew right now.
Strope. Boy, I'll tell you, there's a smack dance if there ever was one. Hey, Strope, how are you?
Yeah, man.
I know. What's
good,
going on?
I'm just, you know, I've been trying to better myself.
It's very sad. I know. It's very sad. I love you guys. Hey, by the way, can you tell me about the funding for the Skype assholes? Because I know that that funding must trickle down to you. Is it true what the Snake said, that the funding?
Jesus Christ. Hey, Strope, are you still there, bro?
Yeah. Yeah.
Right. Did you want to get in a few words to the Jew? I got him on mute right now. Why don't you say your piece and then I'll bring him back. Go for it, man.
Well, I respect the Jew. I love him. I think he has a pretty voice and a good accent, and I would ditch Bill Wagner for the Jew, and I respect him. Amen.
All right, there you go, Jew. What do you think
fabulous.
Of that, Jew?
Wait a minute. I thought that was fabulous. I enjoyed that. I like adulation.
You taught me a lot, Jew. What can I say?
Well, listen, do you feel like you need to stick up for Dick Burns, Strope?
Oh, no, not at all. I need to stick up for the Jew. I need to stick up for what I believe is right.
Well, there you go. Well, the Jew is usually right when he says things, and he's usually righteous, too. He usually has that righteous component to what he says. Did you know I had to change my phone number this morning? I mean, not a big deal. I wanted to do it. It took me 3 minutes. I called Boost, and I said, listen, can I change my phone number? And some Indian guy said, oh, yes, we can change your phone number. We can just do this, and when I will change it, then please go to this menu, and I will call you from another phone, and we will set it up. It took 3 minutes. I was amazed. Hey, you guys, I'm sure you, I don't even know if you know about this, but do you know that if you have a phone from Virgin Mobile that you could change your phone number every day? Did you know that? Hello?
I guess that's a no, Jew. I don't know.
Wow.
The guys are still on the line. They're unmuted, but they're not.
Yeah, Virgin Mobile lets you change your phone number once every 24 hours. I mean, if that's not a BWC phone, I'll tell you what. BWC ought to be hawking the shit out of Virgin Mobile because they're their best friend.
Actually, you know, a BWC phone is called Google Voice.
Oh, Google Voice. Yeah. Is that that natty guy that Burns talking again? Sounds like a bit of a whiner. Anyway, I was telling Keisha. I was telling Keisha this morning.
I'm sorry, Victoria. What were you going to say?
Oh no! Forget it.
Yeah, no, Strope is still here.
Still
yeah, he's still here. I'm sorry. It's just every time somebody else has something to say other than the Jew, it's really difficult for me to tell what they're saying. So I have to sometimes pause the action, and by the action I mean the filthy, angry Jew. So let's go back to him, shall we?
Filthy, the filthy, angry Jew. When did the Jew become filthy?
Jews are always filthy.
What is your deal tonight, bro?
I am in a fantastic mood. Am I not? I had a very good dinner with
Jew. You must have a real stick up your ass.
I had a fantastic dinner with my son.
I think
son.
The Jew has been widening the white pony tonight.
You need some sex. This man hasn't gotten laid in a while. You need some sex, baby.
I had a fantastic dinner with my son. Took him out to Target. We got him a monster truck, which made him very happy. It's amazing.
You
like,
you need some sex.
It'll make him happy. Got him a monster truck, and I'm in a very good mood. I had too many people had my mobile number, and I want people using my Google Voice number anyway, which, of course, Moxie doesn't have. What a shame. And so it was time to change that number this morning, which was good. And I'm delighted at how easy it was. But there's no business like show business. There's no business.
You know what's funny?
Everything
I think he needs
funny
a little job.
Yeah, he needs some action besides from in his house. But, you know, the thing is that he's neglecting to say one thing about Monty that everybody doesn't know. He doesn't know anything, and he keeps threatening, I'm going to do some harm to Moxie, but he's not going to do anything. He doesn't know anything.
Do have more concern about Moxie than Kishu who pays your bills. By the way, I don't think Moxie pays your bills because she never has any money. So
I don't pay his bills. I just buy him presents.
You know about Moxie's finances?
No. But why are you more concerned about Kishu? Why aren't you concerned about Kishu?
Because I know how my relationship with Kishu is.
Because you
good.
Use Kishu. And you know what? I think it's sad.
Why would I use Kishu?
I think it's sad, and I feel bad for Kishu because I think Kishu is somehow taken in by you. I don't know why. I don't really find anything about you appealing. I haven't seen you physically.
I do it all on my own, dude. Like, he's a very close friend to me.
Always
will be. We have a great relationship, and I can hold him own. Like, he doesn't worry about me. He knows
all right,
I'm good.
But if a white van pulls up beside you and a bunch of people dressed in white open the door and beckon you inside, go. They will deprogram you, and they will help you. It won't take long. You'll be back home soon.
What the hell are you talking about, Jew?
I'm talking about the cheese.
I'm really fucking confused. I just want you to know that.
Sucked into the
cult. Jew thinks I'm under a burned trance, is what he's trying to say.
And she needs to be deprogrammed.
Oh, he thinks that you're like Burns Hooker.
I didn't call her a hooker. I think that's a horrible thing to say, Victoria. And I think that really you ought to go into the bathroom, and if you can get the vodka out of there, you should wash your mouth out with soap because that was not nice. I like.
I can get the cock out of where? Out of my mouth?
I think you should get the vodka, not the cock. Okay, keep your.
I was gonna say.
Vodka out of your mouth. And go in the bathroom.
I'm not a drinker. Get that Ivory soap
out of the bottom of the cabinet there. Take a fresh one and just start chewing. All right? You got a filthy mouth and a filthy mind. I don't know how to clean out your mind, but I think you can clean out your mouth easily with a little bit of...
This is the internet.
You've been sucked into this whole BWC thing, and I would like somebody to deprogram you because I want you to live.
It's
a
never
going to
happen.
I want you to live. Come on now, I'm really thinking of your future.
Jew, you know what you're doing, Jew. Jew, you know what you're doing, right? You're white knighting right now, and it's so new faggy that it's making me want to puke here.
Can you puke on the air and not mute yourself, Vince? Because I can't get Victoria to masturbate on the air for some reason, even though...
Because you're a creepy old troll, dude.
It takes one to know one, my friend. You're not that far behind me.
Did I say I wasn't?
I'm not the one that's trying to get her going.
Hey, you guys, can I speak, please?
No. Veronica,
yeah.
You're back.
Yeah, let her speak because she's about to come.
Oh, is she? All right, mm-hmm. Yeah, go ahead, baby. Go for it.
Not at all fake.
Oh, shut up, dude.
Oh, yeah. Oh, fuck
oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh,
God.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm going to come all over that cock. Oh.
Yeah. Yeah, wait. No, not that one. Yeah, come over this one over here. Not that one.
It was my dildo in the car, dude.
Oh, right on.
That's my cock. Yeah, I'm a baby.
You know, Jew is talking this way. I mean, this is the internet. This is what he does on the internet. He's a very big, tough guy on the internet. He's a very big, tough old man. And, if he saw me in person, he probably wouldn't stay a peep. And if he did, if he said that cancer bullshit to my face, he'd wind up in the ICU.
This is true. Burns is a big boy.
Airplane
and he's very
Burns
tough.
And come visit me.
And he's trained.
You want to come out where I am? Want to go fly? Tell me, you want to get on an airplane, fly to see me, Dick?
Sure.
You will? You get on a plane, I'll pay for the ticket. Will you get on the airplane for me?
Yeah, I'll get on an airplane for you.
You will? Do I have to?
You'll get on an airplane for the Jew, but you won't get on an airplane to travel with me?
I've done it.
Why won't you get on an airplane with Kishu?
I'll come and see you. Wait a minute.
You'll go see Jew, but you won't come to Miami to visit me? Oh, no.
I'm not. Fuck all you people. I'm going to go fly to see Jew first, okay? So you all can wait till after I've already gone and seen him and raped his cornhole at least 5 times. Then you guys can have sloppy seconds, right?
I know. Get on what?
I'll put that ass, and then we can go get some Thai food.
Well, you have, if you haven't been to Thai food, Dick, if you haven't been to Thailand, Dick Burns, you've never eaten Thai food.
I was in Thailand for 6 months.
6 months? Where'd you stay? Tell me.
Phuket Island.
Where?
Phuket.
Oh, Phuket. Where? What part of Phuket did you stay in?
I'd have to look at it.
Now quickly. You ought to be able to tell me where you stayed. Did you stay on Kata Beach? Where did you stay?
I was in one place, and I stayed there the whole time, and I was training kickboxing.
Stayed the whole time, and you don't know the name of it. You don't even know the name of the province you were in, Dick Burns.
You were, like, fucking really young, weren't you, Burns?
6 months, huh?
It was, like, 6 years ago.
Oh, I'm sorry. Your memory eludes you. I see. You were in Thailand, like, 6 years ago. Not 6 years ago, like 6 years ago. You don't know where you stayed, but you were in Phuket.
I didn't even learn any of the language.
You were in Phuket, Dick Burns, because you saw that on the movie, didn't you? And that was the one name you remember. What was the name of the airport that you flew into, Dick Burns?
What movie was that?
What name? What was the name of the airport?
I was in Thailand for 6 months.
Dick Burns.
Training kickboxing.
Oh, whoa, training. Oh, I see, kickboxing. Who'd you train with?
That's not your concern.
Right, okay. So you can't tell me anything, but you were in Thailand for 6 months, and we're to believe you.
It's kind of like you and Moxie, right? You won't tell us anything about that.
You, Dick Burns. Dick Burns, you've been had now. Why don't you admit to everybody that you lied?
I'm not lying. I don't give a fuck what you think.
You're not lying, huh? Did you learn any Thai while you were in Thailand?
No, I did not.
You didn't learn one thing, huh? So with all those kickboxers,
I don't give a shit about the culture.
With all those kickboxers speaking Thai around you, you didn't pick up one word of Thai.
No, I didn't.
What kind of food did you eat when you were there?
Did you
eat Thai food?
At the time, I learned things about about the pads and about things that were relevant to the training, but I at this time do not know.
Hang on a second.
Sorry, I was shutting my gate. Sorry
was that. Is that you? It sounds like Kishu is making Thai food right now, actually.
I had to shut the gate and shit. Now I gotta like take the groceries out of the car and shit.
Oh yeah. Are you gonna make some dinner or what's going on? Is there anything to eat?
9 o'clock at night.
Oh, is there anything to snack on? I'm hungry. Is there anything to snack on?
There's tons of little snacks. I got some Rocky Road ice cream. I got some cupcakes.
Oh, cupcakes? What kind of cupcakes?
They're vanilla cupcakes with
vanilla frosting. Oh, vanilla frosting? Oh, my God. That sounds so good.
Oh, my laptop's getting really heavy. There's so much shit on my laptop, guys.
You know what I want to do? I want to take some of that frosting and just, and wipe it all over your boobie. And
Oh, fuck yeah. Oh, yeah, Victoria. Come on, baby. Let's hear it.
And I want to wipe some frosting on both of your boobies and then stick them together and then lick it off at the same time with my.
Oh, hell yeah!
That'd be hot or what?
Oh, there's a fucking stick on the floor and I thought it was a snake. It scared the shit out of me. I hate coming home and all dark like this and shit. I always get scared.
You're out of fucking control here.
What's the matter, Victoria? Are you okay?
Shut
Victoria,
up.
My God, are you okay, girl? Are you gonna be able to make it?
Come on, let's sing it. Thanks.
Make it? Yeah, I've been naked for the past hour that I've been on the phone. I walk around my house naked.
Caught
oh
who?
God, that's so hot. Oh, wow. I'm gonna have
I got
to
a bunch of groceries in the car.
I put my clothes back on, but I guess I'm going to get naked again just because you said that.
Caught who?
No, I walk my house. I walk either...
Wow.
With my phone,
all right, I'm muting Kishu right now because she's exchanging pleasantries with family and friends.
I'm back. I went to my filing cabinet. It was in Shaolong.
Shaolong. There you go, Jew. Shaolong.
No, I never heard of that. Where?
It is called Chaolong, Shaolong.
That would be Shaolong. And did you look that up on the internet, Dick? What do you mean you're back?
He looked at his records. He looked up in his records. Give him a break, dude. He was a young kid. He was
for 6 months.
Okay, first of all, he was
I was still in my 20s. Like, I mean, it's not really a young kid, but, I mean, I don't remember off the top of my head what fucking Thai bullshit I was at because I didn't like where I was. I didn't like this country. I didn't like anything about it. I would have rather have gone.
You're a liar. You're a liar. You went to the internet. You looked up someplace, and you can come back and say, Cholong. That's where I stayed. Yeah, I stayed in Cholong.
You wanted to know, and I went and looked, and I told you where it is. I don't give a fuck.
Tell me where what is. Phuket? Phuket is a large island. Phuket is a large island with many beaches, many towns. It's not one place, Phuket. It's a
Let me ask you this. Is that close to Burma by any chance or no?
What about Burma?
Is that close to Burma? I'm talking to Dick. Is that close to Burma?
Well, Dick doesn't know. He's never been there. Yeah,
they
close
pick
to Burma.
You up.
Burma's
they pick
called
you up
me and
Burma.
Burma
they
and
drive you to the camp. I never
Rangoon,
left.
In other words, either Rangoon or Burma, I think it's called.
Yeah, I'm impressed by your memory, Dick.
Okay. I learned a fuckload there, but I didn't learn anything about the culture. I already told you that. I paid $1,000 baht a week to fucking learn kickboxing, like, better. I mean, it didn't have anything to do with the culture or the ladyboys or, you know, having children with fucking bipolar prostitutes.
Yeah, I think that about sums it up. And, you know, I've had about enough of this bullshit. It's just been going on way too long. Thanks, sir, everybody, for coming through. Thanks, Dick. Thanks, Jew. Thank you, Victoria. You're always such a delight to have on the show. It doesn't matter. You know what I love about you, Victoria? It don't matter who's on the show. It doesn't seem like anybody I possibly bring on could ever bring you down. You're always so cheery and happy.
Hello? Are you there?
Hello, can you hear me?
I can hear you.
All right,
I
Victoria,
can hear you.
I can't.
Sorry,
I don't hear.
Loud.
She sounds very calm.
Still
she doesn't
the groceries and stuff.
All right,
okay,
cool.
I'm gonna mute for another few minutes while I put up the two groceries.
No,
I'll be back
no, no.
In a minute.
You know what? You know what? No, Kishu.
Oh, what?
Hey, Kishu, hang
what?
On just a second, Kishu. I'm wrapping up the show. I'm going away.
Oh, you're gonna end the show? Okay.
Yeah, I'm gonna end the show.
Here's
so,
this
yeah.
ice cream is melting.
All right, cool. Take care of the ice cream. I love you. Thanks for coming through.
Okay,
really
yeah, thanks for having me on the show, as always. And everybody have a good night. Thanks, Victoria and Jew and Dick and that's all of us, right? And Vince, of course.
Yeah.
So, yeah, you guys have a good night. It was good times. And check out the blog, X Dick Burns. And, yeah, I love you guys, and I'll talk to you tomorrow night.
Sounds good. All right, thanks a lot, everybody. It's Vince of the Bay getting the fuck out of here, yo. Peace out, and check me out on the internet late.
The trigger go bang. You listen to the sound of how the prison bars clang. It's one against the other when you're dealing with cocaine. You're sitting at your house conversating with your spouse, getting high on coca clouds. Suddenly the lights go out. A feeling in your stomach starts to crawl into your mouth. But I doubt you let it out. Put up your hands and sneak your clout. Your strap is automatic, guaranteed to end the bout. Now you're reaching for the iron, tell your lady not to pout. Instead she started crying as the tension steady mount. Envisioning the prison, living years you shouldn't count. Now you're bouncing into action just to feel the satisfaction when the hinges start collapsing. Federalities rush the house. You just like Dr. Faust on them dealings with the devil. Them coca leaves can't save you cause the beef it never when settles. When they kick in your front door,
and you're the criminal,
are you gonna run?
Make your mind up.
Drive a luxury car. You thinking you're immune because you got a good job. You make a lot of money, emperor got new clothes. Outside it's gin rummy, but inside we've got holes. When driving by a roadblock, you slow it to a stop. About 25 cops surround your candy drop. You ask what's the problem while you roll the window down. But nobody replies and you hear the siren sound. It's something like an episode when you're paranoid. Fate you really can't avoid, now you really get annoyed. They say you match descriptions of a known terrorist. They handcuffing your wrist, please believe you're getting dissed. America the beautiful, I couldn't come to this. While you balling up the fist, they tell you please don't resist. When they kick in your front.
The 21st century got too many pressures. Anxious and scared, and the plans to depress us. Nowhere to confess it, cause they watch us with censors. Life is a sentence when you fail to obey. Better take a holiday, run away like OJ.
OJ, 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 OJ,
oh, that's it. Bye. Go fap and pass out, you idiots.